Bloomberg overreacted to the threat. That may not be credible. Bloomberg and his police chief defended their actions today. Commissioner Ray Kelly says the city did exactly the right thing in warning about the plot and boosting security. Meanwhile, the Washington Monument was evacuated today because of a bomb threat. Police say a call came in the afternoon. The monument evacuated a short time later. Nothing was found, and the monument was reopened. In Iraq, what they call Operation Iron Fist has concluded. The U.S. military says the six-day offensive in western Iraq left more than 50 rebel insurgents dead, including 20 holed up in a hotel near the Syrian border. Iron Fist was one of three large operations in western Iraq aimed at ousting militants from a half-dozen towns along the Euphrates River. A fourth offensive called Operation Saratoga is underway in northern Iraq. Six U.S. troops have been killed in the operations. A new poll shows only 28% of those surveyed say the nation is headed in the right direction, and almost 7 out of 10 say the U.S. is on the wrong track. More bad news for George Bush. His job approval rating, 39%, still at the lowest level of his time in office. By a narrow margin, the House today passed a bill aimed at encouraging the construction of new refineries. The vote, 212 to 210. The critics say the bill would allow the oil industry to avoid environmental regulations but do nothing to ease energy prices. The supporters say Hurricanes Katrina and Rita make it clear the country needs more refineries. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Joe Barton says refinery capacity has not kept pace with the need for gas. However, the bill's prospects in the Senate are uncertain. Delta Airlines today resumed its full flight schedule after canceling some flights for 2 weeks to save fuel costs. The company had reduced its flight schedule after the spike in jet fuel costs in the wake of Katrina and Rita. Delta says they're reinstating the flights now that fuel supplies in the southeast have stabilized. Delta is the third largest U.S. carrier. They filed for bankruptcy just last month. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Mike Malloy. I'll be back at my regular time soon. In the meantime, you're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio.
Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. I am Paul Rykoff. Right alongside me is...
Anthony LaPay. How's it going, Paul?
Doing well, man. Doing well. We're here to blow your mind. Tonight we've got a fantastic show. We've got a lot of excellent guests lined up. We've got Serge Tankian from the band System of a Down. These guys are making music that matters. Their fans know about it, and if you never have heard of them, you want to stick around and hear about what they're doing. We're also going to talk to Gideon Yago from MTV News and find out a little bit more about the inside of MTV. And Anthony's got a big question for Gideon.
Why does MTV suck?
Yeah, I think it's a good question.
That's all I want to know.
It's a great question. And then we're going to talk to Nathaniel Fick, who served as a captain in the United States Marine Corps. He was a recon Marine, which means he was special operations. He was in Afghanistan during really the most important times. He was also in Iraq at the tip of the spear, and now he's got a book that's really talking about what's going on inside the Marine Corps, inside Afghanistan, inside Iraq, and he's also been writing some op-ed columns in the New York Times. We're going to talk to him about exit strategy.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's been on the forefront of historical moments in American history in the last couple of years. In Tora Bora, hunting down Osama bin Laden, this tip of the spear in Iraq, and he's probably, I mean, this guy could be president in 2016.
Absolutely. And Monday night, Mike Malloy will be back. We want to thank him again for having us. There's a lot going on in the world today, and, you know, right in our backyard, about 10 blocks away from Starship Air America, is Penn Station, which was closed down today. The main entrance was shut down for what turned out to be a prank. It was a soda bottle with some kind of a green substance. But, you know, more specifically, news continues to come out regarding the threats over New York City. Specific dates were mentioned, including Friday, tonight in New York, and Sunday. There was a source allegedly who was tied up in Iraq somewhere and was given a polygraph test. And he said that, you know, specifically there were ideas that New York may be hit on Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, if this is legit, it definitely starts getting scary, and it starts really questioning this whole concept of, you know, we have to fight them there, so we don't have to fight them here.
Yeah, well, New York's now under orange alert. Other cities are obviously concerned. And, you know, we're living in New York. I remember on my way in here tonight, the cabs are full. You can't get a cab in New York because I can see fewer people are taking the subway. You know, I mean, no one knows what's going to happen, but you might as well err on the side of being careful, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have the second biggest subway system in the world.
Yeah.
And a lot of people really rely, unlike most cities in this country, they really rely on the subway to get to work. I mean, a lot of New Yorkers don't have cars. So it could really cripple this city if the subway was hit like a London attack.
Absolutely. Other news going on in the world. Bush continues to be under fire. And really, the whole party is coming under fire in something that we like to call...
Welcome to the Geopocalypse.
It's a geopocalypse, man. I mean, this whole thing is really coming down like a house of cards. I want to do it one more time. I love that. Listen to this.
Welcome to the geopocalypse.
Yeah, I mean, this is really, it's turning into a geopocalypse.
Yeah, or the question is it a geopocalypse or just a Bush apocalypse? I mean,
it's a great question.
It just was reported that Rove apparently denied any involvement in the leaking of Valerie Plame's name way back in 2003, I think it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, he may not really be the target of this as much as you know, Arianna Huffington wants it to be true. Rove may not be the guy that they're looking for.
I hope they continue to dig so we can find out. And we want to give you a little background on us. I'm Paul Rykoff. I enlisted in the Army in December of 1998, was deployed to Iraq in 2003, and served with the 3rd Infantry Division. I commanded an infantry platoon in central Baghdad. And when I came back to the U.S., I heard a lot of people on TV, in the papers,
talking about the war, and really they had no idea what the heck they were talking about. And honestly, a lot of Americans didn't know either. So I got together with a few other Iraq vets and created a group called Operation Truth, a group that's dedicated to helping American soldiers tell their stories, tell the truth about what's happening in Iraq. And to be honest with you, that's why I'm here tonight. That's why I'm on the radio talking to you.
Paul's the pissed-off soldier. I'm the pissed-off journalist. I work sort of in and out of mainstream news organizations throughout the 90s. I even wrote for the New York Times and magazines like New York Magazine and was a producer actually for MTV News for a little while. And I realized that we're not getting the whole truth out to the American people. And I decided to team up with a bunch of sort of similarly renegade journalists to form this thing called the Guerrilla News Network back in 2000. And since then, we've been traveling around the world trying to report stories that the mainstream media hasn't. I was actually in Iraq at the same time Paul was, and when I got back, started to report on a lot of soldiers' issues, and that's how we hooked up. And I've been doing some radio and some other projects together, and hopefully you'll join us tonight. I think this is probably the best show I think we've had so far.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You want to stick around, and we're going to go right into our first guest, who I think is really amazing that we've got a chance to talk to this guy. Serge Tankian is a lead singer of the band System of a Down. You can check him out online at systemofadown.com. They had an amazing album called Toxicity, which was a number one Billboard hit. They've got an album out now called Mesmerize, which is another number one Billboard hit. These guys are really moving people and making some creative, innovative, important music. And I think they're really one of the defining bands of our young generation. And people listen to what these guys have to say, and they're not afraid to talk about the hot issues. So, you know, without further ado, I want to bring this guy on, a guy I really admire. I saw their concert a few months ago, and it was amazing, dude. It was absolutely incredible. So, Serge Tankian, are you with us, man? Serge, are you there? All right, he's not there yet.
Well, we can keep hyping him. I mean, yeah. I'm psyched. I've been trying to interview this guy for actually a couple of years. I don't know if you know this, Paul. After I worked at MTV, I also worked for Fuse, which is the sort of upstart music video network. And I think it was like at Ozfest, I was supposed to interview Serge, and something fell through. But they really, since Rage Against the Machine, a lot of the listeners out there may know Rage Against the Machine. They were sort of the preeminent political band of the late 90s. And Serge is very tight, actually, with Tom Morello and all the guys from Rage.
They got a group called Axis of Justice.
Right.
You can check them out online at axisofjustice.org. They're doing important work on a variety of political and social issues.
Yeah, you know, they are saying things that most bands are not saying. The era of political rock is long gone, and it's exciting to have a guy like this out there saying these things. He's very controversial. Right after two days after 9/11.
Okay, I think we got him on the line.
All right,
Serge Tankian, you with us, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey, man, thanks for joining us so much tonight on Air America.
Thank you. Is that Paul?
Yeah, it is, man. It is.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, Anthony here. How's it going, man?
Hey, Anthony. Good. How are you guys?
Good.
I wanted to just start off to talking about a story that you may not actually know about. When you guys did a music video for a song called Boom with Michael Moore, that was basically right before the war came out, it was a very powerful anti-war message, and it was basically banned on MTV and Fuse. I was working at Fuse at the time, and I was told firsthand by the executives at Fuse that they would not play this video because the U.S. Army was a major sponsor. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that. It was pretty much the same for that other, what was it, Music Plus or Canal Plus or something?
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
Much Music. No, this was Much Music. Sorry, it was called Much Music USA at the time.
Yeah, I mean, MTV US actually played it, but they were coupling it with a video from Three Doors Down, which was kind of, you know, on one of the ships, the Navy ships. It was kind of like a pro-war, I guess, video, if you want to call
right,
it.
Right, right, right. I remember that.
But MTV UK didn't play it. They had they said that it was against their whatever rules that they had or whatever it was. It was a lot of BS, of course. The video was very we made it at the right time. Obviously, Michael Moore was involved, and you know, we unfortunately, by the time it was edited, the war had started like the day that we put out the video. So
right.
our goal was to put it out before the war. Well, you know, hopefully there would be no war. You know, that kind of thing. But
If only a music video could stop a war.
Yeah. Well, you know what, man? It's ironic because when I was going into that war, Serge, one of the CDs that we were playing a lot was yours, man, and it was really an important message and you know, touched us in a variety of different ways. But I want to know if, you know, the reaction you got from that video and from the system itself, did it impact, you know, whether or not you guys wanted to take on subjects in your new album, Hypnotize? You do address the war. Did it give you any pause? Did it make you guys think about muzzling yourself at all?
You know, nothing's really made us think about muzzling ourselves. We just say and do whatever's in our heart, and that's what we've always done as a band. We're not a strictly political band or a socially, you know, viable band only. We do our own humor. We do a lot of different stuff. We like to entertain. We like to write about different topics. We don't want to be just put into one box as a political type of music, because that's not what we are. However, we never stop, you know, doing and saying what we think is needs to be done or said.
Yeah, that's what's incredible about you guys. I mean, not only do you have all these different kinds of styles and lyrics, each one of your songs, you flip it up and you're playing like three different kinds of music inside one song, and your shows are just unbelievable. And I think that's a lot of the political acts out there, you know, sometimes that I see, they're, you know, kind of downer acoustic music, and nothing against, you know, all you people out in coffee houses listening to us tonight. But what's great is just the energy that you guys bring.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Serge, being at one of your shows is like being at a revival, or being at a religious experience. I mean, what does that feel like being up there? I mean, do you feel how engaged your crowds are? I mean, I go to a lot of shows, man. Most crowds aren't into it like they are at yours.
Right. And our crowds are crazy, man. We've got very committed, literally,
yeah,
audiences, and I love them. It's amazing energy coming back at you on stage, and sometimes you might be feeling a little sick or not totally up to par, and you get out there and you see all these smiling, beautiful faces, and just amps you up, you know.
Absolutely. Serge, we want to talk to you some more. When we come back, we're joined by Serge Tankian, and we want to find out why Serge has a problem with Denny Hastert and Tony Danza. It's 17 past the hour, Air America. Stick around. We've got Serge Tankian from System of a Down.
Tony Danza.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony Lepe.
Can you believe these gas prices? They are really going to keep us indoors this fall.
Well, I'm tired of looking at these plain walls. They need a fresh coat of paint.
Okay, I'll go to the warehouse store and pick some up.
Oh, no. Remember what happened last time? Let's go to Ace Hardware instead. They have excellent advice, and their high-quality Ace Royal paint comes in thousands of colors.
And look at this Ace Circular promoting the Harvest of Colors paint sale in October. It says we can get $10 back by mail-in rebate for every 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint we buy, and there's no limit.
With no limit, we can paint the entire house.
Available at participating Ace Hardware stores through October 31st.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Truth, Justice, Rykoff and LePay, sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Anthony LePay here with Paul Rykoff on Air America Radio, streaming online at airamericaradio.com. It's 22 minutes past the hour. We are psyched to be here with Serge Tankian, the lead singer of System of a Down. Now, Serge, you grew up in Beirut, or was born in Beirut, and are from Armenian descent. And that's a lot of people in this country don't know about what happened to the Armenian people at the hands of the Turks in the early part of the century. Tell us a little bit about that issue and why it's so important to you.
Turkey's predecessors, the Turkish government, the Ottoman Empire, in 1915 during World War I, committed the first genocide of the 20th century against the Armenian people, against the Armenian minority under that country. Of course, the Turks were Muslim and the Armenians were Christian. And 1.5 million people were slaughtered. And, you know, whoever's living in the diaspora now outside of Armenia, their only reason for being is because they happen to have a survivor grandfather or something like that, as is my case, as is the rest of the case with the other guys in the band. Now, this genocide was actually condemned by a military tribunal of Turkey after the Allied powers had defeated the Ottoman Empire in the First World War. And, however, it wasn't made a crime against humanity. And Turkey has never officially accepted its role in perpetrating the genocide. Recently, there was a House International Relations Committee passed something recognizing the Armenian genocide as a genocide for the first time in a couple of years. I mean, this has happened a number of times before, actually. Bipartisan support, and now it's in Dennis Hastert's hands, who's the Speaker of the House, to decide whether he wants to bring it up to the House floor for a vote by all the congresspeople.
And then you guys had an action at the steps of his office, I think it was last week, right, Serge? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Thursday, right outside of Chicago. We had a little rally. About a couple hundred people showed up. I mean, this is something we planned a couple of days before the actual event, because we were in the area touring, and we just figured out that, hey, this International Relations Committee just passed this, and it's back to Dennis Hastert's hands, and we got to go encourage him to do the right thing, because he's had the opportunity to bring this vote up to the House before a number of times, and he hasn't.
You know, it was just reported in last month's Vanity Fair magazine, Sybil Edmonds, who was a translator in the inside the FBI, claimed that that she had overheard classified wiretaps that indicated that Turkish nationals were trying to bribe Hassert to keep him from passing this resolution. Why is it so important for you guys? Is it really like an emotional thing?
And also, why is there resistance, man? Why yeah. it seems like a really common sense thing for them to do. Why are they resisting, man?
Okay, good question. Well, for us, this happened. We're a semi-political band, but for us, this is personal.
Yep.
You know, we're all Armenian descent, and we all have grandfathers, grandparents who are survivors of the genocide and heard the horrific stories of the atrocities growing up, and this is something important for their memory on behalf of them. I mean, right before I left L.A. to do the Midwestern leg of the system tour, I promised my grandfather, who's 97, that I would try to get a hold of Dennis Hassert and try to talk to him about this. I mean, this is something important for their memory, for the respect of not just those that have perished, but those that have survived and gone through those horrific things. Why do we have resistance? Well, we have the same enemies as a lot of good, just causes these days. We have the military-industrial complex, the Bush administration, and a lot of corporate interests that have aligned themselves with a key NATO ally, such as Turkey, that we sell a lot of weapons to and different products to. And they don't want it to come out because of that. These are the apologists for Turkey regarding
right.
the genocide.
Right.
However, what they don't understand is not only are they doing the morally wrong thing, but they're actually doing the politically wrong thing, because if they allow this thing to pass, and if it becomes official that America too, along with Canada, a number of European nations, South American nations, the European Parliament, the Vatican, Russia, has accepted the Armenian genocide on face value as a genocide.
Hey, Serge, we got to take a quick break. Can you stick around for another segment?
We got to tell us, not to change the subject, but you got to tell us what your beef is with Tony Danza.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Okay, man, stick around. We got Serge Tankian. Hopefully you can join us for another segment on Air America. Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay. It's 27 past the hour.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
Fedoric. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I have never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Oreck vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit oreck.com/relief. Thank you.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With John Roberts starting as Chief Justice this week, many folks are worried the Supreme Court might restrict reproductive rights. But you may not realize the extent to which lawmakers and bureaucrats across the country have already restricted women's right to choose. This month, Mother Jones Magazine reports that 48 state bills restricting abortion rights were signed into law in 2005. 29 state anti-abortion bills were enacted in 2004. 20 states have considered laws permitting pharmacists to refuse birth control to women. And the FDA has still not approved the morning-after pill for over-the-counter use. So, while we should be concerned about the Supreme Court's choices, we should also remember that the battle for reproductive rights is fought every day in Washington, D.C. and our home states. Read more about it in the current issue of Mother Jones Magazine. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
And now, back to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay for Mike Malloy.
I'm Paul Rykoff alongside Anthony LaPay, and we're having a conversation with Serge Tankian, the lead singer from System of a Down, an amazing band that if you haven't heard them, and if you haven't read about the activities of what they're doing politically, you need to check them out online at systemofadown.com. And Serge, before we went to the break, you know, we mentioned Tony Danza. He's in one of your songs. I'm just curious. I know a lot of your music touches on Hollywood. What do you think about the general state of Hollywood, pop culture, and that state of affairs, man?
I think there's a lot of stuff that's demeaning and desensitizing in media. I personally don't own a television, as far as I don't have cable. I mean, I have a TV with a VCR and stuff, and I just don't have time to be that part of that culture. I mean, I'm sure there's some good stuff on there too. However, I'm just not into the whole Hollywood aspect of things and fame and all that crap.
Well, that's refreshing, man. It's really refreshing. So, you know, you guys have a new album dropping, I think, next month, and it's highly anticipated. You know, give us a lowdown. What can we expect? Is there anything on the album that's going to touch on the war, on the Bush administration specifically?
In the hopes that music can remain timeless, we try to not get into specific events
right.
so that we won't be listening back 5 years from now. And you know, I think music can be much more powerful than that and relay truths beyond specific truths of time and space. There will be things that I think people can connect with, those type of things, yes.
Outstanding.
One thing I want to say is that Please. We have a link on our website on systemofadown.com. If anyone wants to send web faxes to the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, and urge him to bring up the Armenian Genocide Resolution in Congress, or even urge their own congressmen to vote on that resolution, we'd be very thankful.
Well, good luck with that, sir.
Thanks, man.
Well, Sergeant, we know you're on the road and you're busy, and we thank you for taking time out to join us, and thank you for the good work you're doing. And on a personal level, man, thank you for making music that's really inspired me and I think, you know, thousands of other people, man. It really does mean the world to us.
Yeah, thanks so much, and you are doing your grandfather proud.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you
guys for the opportunity to speak about this.
Thank you, brother. We were talking to Serge Tankian from the band System of a Down. I mean, he's an amazing guy. He's just got an incredible aura about him.
He's intense. He's transcending space and time with his music.
He really is. Whoa. He really is. And my grandfather was a tremendous part of my life, and I know how important it is. He immigrated here from Europe, and I know how important that can be, and it was for me. So I can definitely relate to that.
It's a very intense issue for, I know some Armenians, and it is an intense issue for so many of them. It's just this legacy that they feel like they need to do something for their ancestors.
Yeah. I got an email today from a person, a friend of mine who's half Armenian, and she said, you know, my mother came here when she was 20, and her whole village was massacred by the Turks when she was about 6. And Serge is right when he says that all of us have heard the stories from our grandparents. It hurts so deeply that the Turks are still denying and suppressing the truth. And he says, tell him, inch bez es. How are you? And that we're so grateful for his efforts on this issue and for showing the world that you can't kill the truth. That's from my friend Jessica, and he's really, you know, raising critical voices right now.
In the studio with us.
Yes, we're going to shift gears.
Wow, that's a segue.
Hey, we're new to this, man.
That's all good, man.
The cold
Speaking of genocide.
No. We've got another incredible
ethnic.
Guest. Another incredible guest in studio right now, Mr. Gideon Yago from MTV. He spent years as a writer and correspondent from MTV News. He was the first MTV News correspondent to travel to Afghanistan, Kuwait, and Iraq. He's interviewed everybody from Colin Powell to Rudolph Giuliani, Senator Kerry, President Bush. And, you know, we talk a lot about the war when Anthony and I are on the radio. Gideon was a major on-air presence during the war with Iraq, including MTV News' live coverage of the moments after the war broke out. He went back in the fall of 2003 to do a piece called The Diary of Gideon in Baghdad. He also was very high profile covering the Choose or Lose campaign when the Kerry Bush campaign was going underway, and we're happy to have him in studio. So with a proper introduction, thank you, Gideon Yago, for being here tonight.
Clap your hands, say a word.
That's it. That's it, man.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight. I mean,
you and I
were talking a few weeks ago just about the state of the world and politics in general, and you know, Serge.
You could say griping.
Yeah, we were bitching.
We were saying, yeah, sure.
We were bitching.
It's
you
a
know.
Varsity sport. Where
it
I'm
is.
From.
It is, and it's definitely a critical part of the military. You know, they're saying if soldiers aren't bitching, then they're definitely not happy.
That's how you know they're alive, right?
Exactly. But we started talking a lot about politics and music.
Sure.
And, I mean, you know, you're in the MTV world. What do you think about the music of Serge? And also, you know, what else is out there that you see that's really making a difference?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's all how you gauge what's making a difference, right? You know, like, one of my favorite bands, for example, is the Velvet Underground. And the big joke that they say about the Velvet Underground versus the Rolling Stones is that everybody who bought a Rolling Stones record bought a Rolling Stones record, and everybody who bought a Velvet Underground record went out and started a band. So how do you gauge which is, you know, more compelling and has more of effect? And it's odd because, you know, right now on behalf of, I mean, certainly a lot of the mainstream major bands, you know, you don't hear a lot of people saying much beyond, ooh, baby, baby, you know, I love you. I love to love you.
Oops,
show me how to love you.
Right.
stick it in and move it slow. You know, like crap like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the basic pop stuff that the kids like to listen to. And
the family,
you know,
and the kids like to watch on your network.
You know,
honestly,
like this is far beyond what anything's out there. Did you ever actually listen to an R&B song? I mean, the lyrics are just absolutely
like R. Kelly?
Borders on pornographic.
Yeah, well.
I mean, unreal.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's
but
an eloquence
have
to
things
it.
Changed
a poetry, if
since,
you will.
Since Boom, since before the war. I don't know if you know, GNN, we did this video for
sure,
Eminem,
with Eminem Mosh.
Right?
You know what, though? You know, the funny thing about that is that by the time that that came out, I felt like everybody had made up their mind in the election.
Yeah, that was...
It was so weird, you know. It was like there were two bands that could have done it, that did it, which was, you know, Green Day and Eminem. In terms of, and by it, I mean, you know, kind of forged like a real conversation with an audience. You know, especially a young audience, first time, second time voters that were out there last year. I mean, there was such an opportunity for it, but it just kind of, you know, my pet read on it is that one of the things nobody ever talks about, right? Everybody says, okay, you know, in the 60s, in the 70s, even in the 80s, you know, you had people coming together, major artists being like, oh, I'm not going to play Sun City or, you know, feed the Ethiopians or whatever, you know, not to make light, but, you know, whatever the cause was of the day, there was a lot more of a conscience on behalf of a community. Well, the difference between then and now is that people actually bought records then.
Right.
You know, I remember 5 years ago when I started working at MTV, I was 21 years old, you know, a number one record on the charts would sell, like, maybe in its first week, you know, a couple hundred thousand copies, maybe a million copies, and that would place it at number one. There have been less than 10 records in all of 2005 that have sold over a million records.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, I mean, the music industry is, you know, I say this and, you know, you can call BS on it, whether or not you, but it's really plus minus 15 records and it's bankrupt.
Right. Right.
You know, it's in a real state of decline. So for anybody to go out and actually step out on a limb, I mean, you know, it's a business. These people don't want to alienate a base. And since nobody's really buying records, you know, the difference between, let's say, U2 in the 80s saying, you know what, we're going to take a stand and we're going to be this band and this is going to be a part of who we are, or The Clash or God knows who else. I mean, it's really make or break time for a lot of these guys. The thing about Eminem, though, and Green Day that was so great was here you had established bands with back catalogs that were willing to say, you know what, like, maybe this is a political issue. You know, Green Day says, great, this isn't an anti-Bush song. This is an anti-war album.
Right.
You know, that was their stance on it. You know, this is more about talking about war with an audience. You know, obviously Eminem was more direct in terms of his political feelings.
Slightly.
A little bit, you know. But nobody out there was really, one side or the other, willing to say.
Did they just have the courage to push back? Did they call up their record labels and say, you know what, I care enough about this, I'm doing it? Or was it a marketing ploy?
You know, Green Day, I think, is really the one exceptional case there where they said, can I say the F word?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Screw it. I don't know. You know, it's AM.
Can you say it on FM, man? You work on MTV. You can't say the F word.
I know I can't. You know, I'm looking at Jonathan in the other room. He's like,
big skinny Jay, our producer behind the glass, banging his head going, no, we can't say the F word.
You know, you think it's because it's 10:40? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, I mean, you know, look, here's, you know, they said, look, we have a huge back catalog. You guys are going to continue to make money off of it. Let us do whatever the hell we want.
Do whatever you want, and they're going to make you happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about that. And that's the thing.
It's like, if you are, and, you know, you look at The Daily Show, you look at a lot of Hollywood, you look at, you know, even if it's the Christian publishing industry, you know, if it's profitable, you know, at the end of the day, these are businesses. You get the leeway to say whatever the hell you want.
But what about, for example, Linkin Park, who seemed like one of the first bands to use the corporate influence to push back? They knew how much leverage they had in their label and actually used it to try to affect the Wall Street scuttlebutt around the company. I mean, do bands now have more power because there are so few that are influential? No. So is Linkin Park just blowing smoke, or do they have the power to really mess with their label?
I mean, they're one of them, but, you know, there's maybe like 5 or 10 bands that are out there that can actually have real sway. Real sway in the sense of, in, you know, the instant time, you can have an effect. Now, then there's the Velvet Underground model, which is, who are the bands that are going out there? What are they doing either with the music that they're doing? What are they doing with, you know, the message that they're putting out there? Who are they trying to affect? Are they trying to build scenes, nurture scenes? You know, I can't tell you how many bands came out of At the Drive-In, and all of them have, let's say, a political bent because At the Drive-In had a political bent,
right?
You know, and wanted to talk about, you know, border issues and racial issues in the Southwest because they were a punk band, you know?
Right.
And you look at that across the board. You look at a band like Thrice. You look, I mean, and it just Yeah. Just wave after
so
wave.
So who's
after
on the horizon? Who's off the radar that's making good music that's touching on political issues and is still somebody who can be profitable?
Are
there any up-and-comers that people should be looking out for?
I got to say, you know, you really don't even want to look at the up and, you know, like the thing about the up-and-comers right now is that, like, I can't tell you, you know, most of the up-and-comers who are doing or saying anything aren't even American. Like, you're talking about American.
But really.
Bands like Bloc Party or whatnot. But you're talking about American bands, you know, the thing that's going to change this country, and Chuck D said it, you know, the best, right. Which is that, you know, CNN in the ghettos is hip-hop. It's going to come from rap. That's why Eminem, like, no matter how great that, you know, you felt that Green Day record was, or horrible or whatnot, you know, it took a stand one way or another. You got to be able to say, okay, well, look, you know, that's better than Ooh Baby Baby.
So talking about hip hop, Kanye West came out recently and made some controversial statements. I mean, your thoughts on this, man?
Well, I mean, you know, bully to Kanye. You know, bully to anybody for taking a stand. You're a M-effing. Thank you, Jonathan.
If you put M in front of it, it doesn't change the word.
Okay, you're a rock star.
Right.
You're a rock star, dude. You're supposed to be out there. You know, it's like Russell Crowe in Gladiator. Aren't you entertained? You
exactly.
Know? Take a frickin' stand. Everybody, you know, most men lead lives of quiet desperation, says Henry David Thoreau. All right? Except for the rock stars. They're supposed to be out there. And, you know, look, I got nothing but respect for Toby Keith for going out and saying, look, I'm going to stick a boot in somebody's ass because it's the American way, you know, rattle this stuff.
You have nothing but respect for
I
Toby
do.
Keith?
You know what? And I'll tell you why.
Please.
Because,
I want to be enlightened.
Because at least, and I'll tell you why, I grew up listening to, you know, George Jones and Johnny Cash.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
To me, there was, you know, there's a difference between Johnny Cash singing The Man in Black and Toby Keith, obviously, because one is a tolerant.
Because one's a punk and one's a legend.
Right, because one's a punk and one's a legend. Yeah, exactly. However, you're going to make more of a mark if you say something that you believe in.
Right.
Right?
Right, right.
And right now, there's a lot of kowtowing towards mediocrity. And that I cannot stand.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So as an artist, you're feeling like, you know, you can back up this principled
stance. So say it. You know, like, let the veils drop and let's all say what we feel. Like, isn't that supposed to be what it's all about? Why couch it in, you know?
Why mince words?
Why mince words?
You know, drop the F-bomb.
Right, because there's no, you know, this is supposed to be a free market of ideas and the best ones will rise to the top.
But, right. All right, Gideon.
Yeah.
Devil's advocate.
Okay.
If you're
hold
down,
on. We got to go to a break. But go ahead.
Okay.
Anthony,
devil's advocate after the break.
No, hold on.
Not now.
If you can't stand mediocrity, then what's up with MTV? What's road?
Don't you see the work I do, man?
We're coming back right after this.
Well,
hold on.
Okay.
Ceasefire. We'll be right back after this with Gideon Yeago from MTV.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter. The furniture looks fabulous. The colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Truth, Justice, Rykoff and LePay sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Paul Rykoff back on Air America Radio, streaming online, airamericaradio.com. My compatriot, my friend, my co-host, Anthony LePay is alongside me. And before we went to the break, he was about to get into it with Gideon Yago from MTV.
Hold on
a minute here. So, without further ado, I want to build this up a little bit.
Nice. Hold on, let me put down my jump rope and tracksuit. Right.
Hold on. Whew. So now I got one more sound effect. All right. Now All you're right. saying, Anthony's question to you, Gideon, why does MTV suck?
Actually, it was, what about mediocre, right?
No, let me rephrase.
Okay.
The question is, what is it like to... I worked at MTV for a while.
Yeah,
First
sure.
of all, it's like working in Logan's Run. Everyone is like 23 years old.
Right,
and
they kill you
a certain
if you turn
age,
30.
They eat you or something.
And, unless you're one of the...
And
like,
they work for nothing.
Unless
right.
you're Kurt Loder, it's like 70, right?
Right.
But what's it like being
actually,
a Columbia guy doing hard news inside, you know, when you got to take the elevator with the jackass guys or like electrocuting your balls
jackass,
in the elevator?
Yeah.
I mean, what's it like trying
okay,
to
get Okay, but you're on the
guy?
Same channel with Laguna Beach. Here.
Okay, yep. I'm on there the same channel. You know, it's really funny because this is a strange week because I just I just pitched a series for him and it got the sack because, you know, precisely out of this stuff. Look. You know, I'm not going to lie. The last 5.5 years, you throw a lot of ideas against the wall and who nobody else gives a damn about that it's entirely worthwhile.
Talk about
each and every freaking time you do it. And I'll give you an example, right, yeah. which is the war, which yeah. is, I think, you know, the one thing that I look at my experience there and I feel like my work at MTV started the day that I got evacuated out of the subway on September 11th
mm-hmm.
and, you know, kind of ended a little bit after this election, although I'm kind of still there. Like, I've been trying to, like, but for me, you know, the big chapter was basically that 3-year time span, you know, from suddenly you got, you know, 18 to 25-year-old kids who are all facing a war to, you know, whether or not people are going to actually engender them into the political process, right? You and I had a very, Paul, you and I had a very interesting conversation about people who understand war in this country, and that it's a very select group of people.
Right.
It's people that have either been from the draft generation or the people from the lower class who, you know, have no other real recourse. I mean, we all know why people join the army. You know, yeah, patriotism is part of it, but, you know, nine-tenths of it is, you know, necessity.
Yeah, and there's a socioeconomic factor there, obviously.
Huge.
And overall, when you look at the numbers, it's a smaller percentage of the overall population that's serving in this war than any other war in our modern history, less than 1%. So most people don't even know anyone. But the question I have for you, Gideon, so you do this piece on the war.
Well,
what's the reaction?
Well, the reaction was, you know, it was an uphill battle. There was, you know, there was a lot of times where people said, you know, from the pitch, which was, you know, and I will say this legitimately without naming names, I would tell people it was, you know, 4 or 5 months after the invasion. I said, look, you know, this is the number one story for anybody age 18 to 30 right now.
Right.
Like, this is it, you know, for the next couple of years.
Right.
And to which the response would be, that's still going on?
Yeah. Oh, I've got friends.
No,
I've got
I mean, you know.
I've got friends who are amputees who come home and say, you know, I lost my arm in the war. And they'll say to him, oh, that's still going on.
Oh, that's still going on.
But Gideon, but MTV News, this is what I never understood. And I was in there myself.
Sure.
And I was meeting with the executives and trying to pitch shows.
Sure.
Back, you were like probably in junior high at this point. But I just never understood why MTV News never moved forward and developed
a
real
news. We had a moment.
Hold on. That's the end of the round. We got to take a break. Can you stick around, Gideon?
I can absolutely stick around. I have so many answers for that.
Okay.
I got to stick around.
That's the end of round one with Gideon and Anthony LaPay. We're on Air America Radio. It's 56 past the hour. Stick around, because these two are going to continue to duke it out. We're going to find out why MTV sucks. We're talking to Gideon Yeago from MTV. I'm Paul Rykoff alongside Anthony LaPay, and we're filling in for Mike Malloy. Stick around. You don't want to miss this.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio, filling in are Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Every few months, President Bush gives a heralded speech claiming progress in Iraq. And then, every time, conditions worsen on the ground. More and more Iraqis are joining al-Qaeda. Fewer and fewer Iraqi security forces are combat ready. Military and civilian casualties are rising. Factionalism is increasing, and enthusiasm for the war continues to erode at home. Yet there's no pricking Bush's cavalier cowboy bubble. We will never back down, Bush said. Never give in, and never accept anything less than complete victory. It's as if he's channeling Bruce Springsteen's circa No Surrender. Nothing could be further from the truth. The large U.S. military presence in Iraq feeds the notion of occupation, General George Casey testified before Congress last week. General John Abizade added that it was vital for the U.S. to gradually reduce our military footprint in the region. Bush and the generals can't seem to get on the same page. Soon there won't be any support or many troops for Bush's never-ending war. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
So your kid's smoking pot, and now you're afraid to say something because they might push you away. Maybe this will help you out.
Ah! I hate you!
You went through my room?
It's just a little pot. You're grounding me?
It's just a little pot!
Get used to it. When your kid's trying pot, you have to say something, no matter how they might react. Because to help them with their problem, first you have to get over yours. Action. The anti-drug.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800, sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Can you believe these gas prices? They are really going to keep us indoors this fall.
Well, I'm tired of looking at these plain walls. They need a fresh coat of paint.
Okay, I'll go to the warehouse store and pick some up.
Oh, no. Remember what happened last time? Let's go to Ace Hardware instead. They have excellent advice, and their high-quality Ace Royal paint comes in thousands of colors.
And look at this Ace Circular promoting the Harvest of Colors paint sale in October. It says we can get $10 back by mail-in rebate for every 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint we buy, and there's no limit.
With no limit, we can paint the entire house.
Available at participating Ace Hardware stores through October 31st.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Air Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. American forces in Iraq reportedly have made a third arrest in the alleged terror plot that involved the New York City subways. Officials say they've arrested a third suspect believed to be involved in the plan. Authorities say they're also looking into the claim by an informant that a fourth person traveled to New York as part of the scheme. Two suspected plotters were arrested in Iraq yesterday before New York officials announced word of the plot and boosted security on the city's transit system. Federal official says today one of the suspects apparently said more than a dozen people of various nationalities were involved in this alleged plot. Although officials in Washington are suggesting that Mayor Bloomberg overreacted to the threat, that may not be credible. Bloomberg and his police chief defended their actions today. Commissioner Ray Kelly says the city did exactly the right thing in warning about the plot and boosting security. Meanwhile, the Washington Monument was evacuated today because of a bomb threat. Police say a call came in the afternoon. The monument evacuated a short time later. Nothing was found, and the monument was reopened. In Iraq, what they call Operation Iron Fist has concluded. The U.S. military says the six-day offensive in western Iraq left more than 50 rebel insurgents dead, including 20 holed up in a hotel near the Syrian border. Iron Fist was one of three large operations in western Iraq aimed at ousting militants from a half-dozen towns along the Euphrates River. A fourth offensive called Operation Saratoga is underway in northern Iraq. Six U.S. troops have been killed in the operations. A new poll shows only 28% of those surveyed say the nation is headed in the right direction, and almost 7 out of 10 say the U.S. is on the wrong track. More bad news for George Bush. His job approval rating, 39%, still at the lowest level of his time in office. By a narrow margin, the House today passed a bill aimed at encouraging the construction of new refineries. The vote, 212 to 210. The critics say the bill would allow the oil industry to avoid environmental regulations but do nothing to ease energy prices. The supporters say Hurricanes Katrina and Rita made it clear the country needs more refineries. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Joe Barton says refinery capacity has not kept pace with the need for gas. However, the bill's prospects in the Senate are uncertain. Delta Airlines today resumed its full flight schedule after canceling some flights for 2 weeks to save fuel costs. The company had reduced its flight schedule after the spike in jet fuel costs in the wake of Katrina and Rita. Delta says they're reinstating the flights now that fuel supplies in the southeast have stabilized. Delta is the third largest U.S. carrier. They filed for bankruptcy just last month. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today.
Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's gotomypc.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Mike Malloy. I'll be back at my regular time soon. In the meantime, you're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio.
Yeah, I like that music better. It's 6 past the hour. Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay. We're filling in tonight for Mike Malloy. Thanks for being with us. Mike Malloy will be back on Monday night with his normal fury. But tonight we're trying to bring the pain in a different way. We've already talked to Serge Tankian from System of a Down. We've talked a bit about music. And in studio right now is Gideon Yeago from MTV News. And Gideon, we want to get to Iraq.
Sure.
You've been there.
Go ahead. Okay, I just got to back up on the last.
Let me go one more thing.
Okay.
It's a Friday night.
Yes.
Okay? It's a Friday night in New York. You're 20-something years old.
Uh-huh.
You're the anchor on MTV News.
Mm-hmm.
And you're hanging out with us.
My girlfriend's in New Jersey.
Oh,
hi, Lauren. I love you.
That was
yeah,
nice.
No, she's hanging out with her folks tonight.
Does so she have to bring a stick to get the like Ivy League undergrads off of you when you run around?
You know, you'd be surprised. It's like all the girls that you'd like prior to my girlfriend that
right.
you'd want to like, you know, get to like, you know, they're not into it.
Yeah,
like, because you're MTV. Like you walk into
so
a room.
So is MTV
and,
not cool anymore?
Well, I here's the thing. I don't know. I mean, look, it's not obnoxious anymore.
Come on, you're a TV guy. You should be quick with this. Is MTV?
No, it is.
Uncool.
I mean, look, it is. Yes, it's cool. It's definitely cool. I'm sure. Look, if it's in high school, if you're in high school, it's
you're
cool.
13,
you know,
it's
cool.
I have a sound effect.
If you're
for this
in college,
come on, squeal.
Oh, great. Thanks. Now I'm Ned Beatty. Awesome. Great.
I've been waiting
thanks
to use that one all night.
That's genius. No, I mean, look, I hang out, you know, with a rarefied, you know, type of, I can't say ass, can I?
I think
people
jackass
if
in New York City.
Rarefied,
like sometimes, like you have certain types in New York City that are not, you know, that are just basically out there, you know, that just crawled from some liberal arts college and God knows where, and are living off mom and dad's trust fund and like are using that to promote their own career as a stylist or a photographer or whatever. They who gives a damn? And they're in my freaking city,
very specific.
You know, and they're like, and they're in my freaking city, and they're like, oh, MTV, like you're bumming me out because you're at my party and I'm gonna listen to my obscure fall records and like dance like I've got, you know, some kind of
Gideon, this is a new
disorder.
Side to you, man. You need to be
no,
matched up
not.
Against O'Reilly.
It's
man.
Really not.
This
but,
is great.
But here's the thing, like, you know, I after I got to the point where I was like, yeah, I'm gonna stop trying to date a girl who just listens to the same records I do, that's when I found my girlfriend and she's awesome. That's cool. But the MTV thing, more important, when you guys were like, why does it suck? I still maintain it doesn't suck for two reasons.
Yeah.
Number one, I know you hang out in your little footed jammies with your hot water bottle watching Laguna Beach like everybody.
Yeah.
And number
That's
two.
That's because the girl is hot.
Well, yeah. But number two, like, you know, the other thing is that actually I have seen the channel, and this is, you know, to their credit, take more of a stand and do more cutting edge, edgy programming before any other network. For a young audience in things that really do matter.
And I'm going to give you credit for that because I got to tell you, I'm a guy who's trying to get people with Operation Truth to understand Iraq, to even care about Iraq. And I think you have to be innovative. You have to be creative in how you get the war in front of people.
Sure.
And I do. Honestly, Gideon, I give you credit for bringing the attention you can because when MTV does decide to talk about the war, it makes a serious splash.
Right. And that's the point. At the end of the day is that, like, you know, if you're in it and you're working there, you're not doing it because you want the critical acclaim or the pat on the head from, you know, the intelligentsia. You want to get the audience to feel something about something that they have no relationship to or experience with or whatnot. How do you get some kid for whom, you know, the real stakes in their life are, you know, can I afford a college? Am I going to make it in my job? Do people like me in my high school? To actually give a damn about a country that's, you know, 5,000, 7,000 miles away from them.
Yeah, or any other issues. I mean, I just think MTV, which is your new sort of you know, politically conscious or socially conscious part, that just took Sum 41, which is kind of...
Sent them to the Congo.
Went to the Congo to do a thing about child soldiers. I've hung out with those guys. They're hilarious, but they're a bunch of knuckleheads, you know?
Right.
They went to the Congo and, like, got shot at. It was amazing.
I mean, you know, for whatever, you know, and I know it got smeared by the critics, but the funny thing about, you know, tripping the Cameron Diaz series that they put out for a while back, like, you know, it's the first, what, carbon-positive series that's in TV? Like, that's novel.
What?
Like, that even put,
what does that mean?
That they will secure, for all of the travel that they do and all of the fossil fuels that they burn in production, they guarantee to secure enough amounts of, you know, rainforest or tropical wetlands or
really?
Yeah, in order to be like, yeah. What a novel concept that they'll even, like, toss that out there to talk about that. And, you know, my beef was always, you know, with the war and the sort of world around them, if you can translate the otherness factor, if you can leap over, you know, if you can get you to, you know, to see what it actually means,
right.
Whether it's somebody that's, you know, fighting in uniform, whether it's somebody that's living on the other side of the gun, if you can understand that, you know, if you can begin to understand that, and that begins you on a process of reading more, learning more, you know, seeking more, because it's an impressionable audience, awesome, great, you've made the splash.
Right.
And it makes all the other, you know, Dead Thetan says there's no place like Holmes, like headlines, you know, great.
Right. We're talking to Gideon Yeago. It's Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America filling in for Mike Malloy. Gideon, Anthony and I are really focused on trying to bring attention to the war in Iraq. You've been there. You've also been to Afghanistan.
Sure.
You know, give us your thoughts on Iraq.
It's the Wild West. I mean, you know, it's really difficult. I was very shocked when I went there. Like, I was very scared of it before I went over there because I didn't know what to expect. And you watch the nightly news and you see things blow up all the time and in fire and you see these angry screw faces, you know, pissed off. And you see people who are in a tough situation. And, you know, I had a bunch of friends growing up from my neighborhood who were over there. And then I went over there. And then, you know, the miraculous thing is that you have this vibrant city, at least in Baghdad, of 6 million people that is trying to exist in a place where no laws are enforceable. And it makes you realize that society is really just a really thin veneer. You know, what actually constitutes society is a very, very thin veneer. And the heroic actions were small, but all the more heroic, the ones that I saw in terms of, you know, very just human personal things. But, the overwhelming sense that I felt, and this was, you know, the last time I was over there November, December 2003, so I haven't been in there in nearly 2 years.
Right.
Just a sense of disappointment that people's view that America was this giant superpower wasn't able to get things. There was a moment, and then it existed for several months.
Yep.
And then once that was lost, now, like,
oh, it's gone.
You just got that sense. You know, we went to places like Fallujah where, you know, it was, you know, you really got that sense of what was coming. You know, from we would go and do an interview and come back and our car would be all shot up. And it would be like, you know, okay.
Right, right. And it stays with you. I think that's the important thing is that, you know, you've been there. We probably, the three of us were probably there at the same
time.
Yeah,
that's right. I was there.
But yeah. Everybody who's been there, it just opens their eyes and it cracks the seal and makes them think about Iraq in a different way.
I'm not going to say his name, but a very prominent senator, a Republican senator, I had a chance to speak with. And I asked him and I said, what's the difference between Iraq and Vietnam? You know, it's just part of one of our things. And he said, the difference between Iraq and Vietnam is that Vietnam never was going to follow us back, but this will follow us back. And and that was like one of those situations where I just kind of felt a little lightheaded and, you know, got the pinprick on the back of my neck because
yeah,
I was like,
that's
the difference between us and our father's generation now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's a great point. Our next guest is a guy named Nate Fick who's going to be coming up in the next segment who is really trying to draw us, you know, help us decipher the parallels between Vietnam and between Iraq. I think there are a lot of similarities and a lot of differences, and it's really an important distinction to make. But I think the consequences, in my opinion, are much higher this time than even in Vietnam.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Vietnam, as the fall of Saigon showed, it really had no geopolitical significance basically at all. Iraq is right dead center in the most volatile region in the world. And what's great about our next guest, Nate Fick, is that he's trying to figure out, you know, real tangible ways to get out that will work for us, but also work for the Iraqis.
Right. Well, that's a $64,000 question in America right now. Everybody can agree that it's pretty screwed up over there. But what do we do now? That's what the real conversation needs to evolve
right,
into
in
this country.
How do you do this?
How do we figure it out? Well, Gideon, I mean, I really want to thank you for being here tonight. I mean, it's
all
great
my
to
pleasure,
see
guys.
your fresh attitude and your fresh ideas, and I hope you can go out now and get drunk with your lovely girlfriend.
Awesome.
And, you know, keep up the good work, seriously.
Hey,
if you
thanks.
Go back to Iraq, thank you for bringing attention to these critical issues.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
We were talking to
thanks
Gideon
so much,
Diego
Gideon.
From MTV News. You're listening to Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff on Air America Radio. It's 15 past the hour.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Filling in are Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
And now, back to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay for Mike Malloy.
It's 20 minutes past the hour on Air America Radio, streaming online at airamericaradio.com. I'm Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network. Alongside me is Paul Rykoff from Operation Truth. We are very excited to have Nate Fick with us. Paul, tell us about
Yeah, you know, Nate and I were just talking before we came out of the break about when we first met, and I think the first time I heard about Nick was when he wrote, Nate Fick was when he wrote an op-ed in the New York Times. And he was one of the first Iraq vets, I think, to actually have an op-ed printed in the New York Times. And it was at a critical time. Just some background on him. He's the author of an incredible new book called One Bullet Away, The Making a Marine Officer. You can check it out online at Amazon and also at NathanielFick.com. And Nate started out at Dartmouth, okay? He went from the Ivy League to the Marine Corps. Ended up in Recon, which is an elite special forces unit essentially in the Marine Corps. Saw action in Afghanistan and in Iraq and got out as a captain. Now he's in school at the Harvard Business School, the Kennedy School of Government, working on a PhD.
Masters.
I mean, the guy's resume is very impressive, but most importantly, I think he's just a really impressive guy who's a critical voice to help us understand not only the military, but the war. And I'm really excited to have him in studio tonight. He's on his book tour. He had a reading today at Barnes & Noble's. And Nate, man, thanks for coming out.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
So, I want to get into the book a little bit here. You know, tell us, give us the premise of the book and what do you think is most important about this book for people to get?
The book just tracks my story from being a college student in the late 90s, height of the tech boom, with friends going off to Silicon Valley and Wall Street, joining the Marines, and going on a routine deployment in August of 01. Found myself in Darwin, in Australia, on September 11th. Went straight from there to the North Arabian Sea, Afghanistan, Pakistan, came back to the States, went to recon, back to Iraq, and then the reintegration process back into normal society.
Yeah, I mean, you've been like at the pinpoint of these huge moments in American history. If you think about it, you were in Tora Bora. It's one of the first thing I want to talk to you about. So you were in Tora Bora. People don't know about that. That's basically the battle where Osama bin Laden allegedly was fleeing out of the mountains into Pakistan. A lot of people, there's been a lot of talk of that essentially there was a huge screw-up, that bin Laden was allowed to escape. What went down?
Yeah, it was December of 01, and it's funny. I thought all this had been forgotten until it was resurrected in the presidential campaign. But we had good intelligence that Osama, Zawahiri, senior leadership in al-Qaeda were holed up in the cave complex in Tora Bora, and we were near Kandahar, my Marine battalion, and we were told, hey, you're going up there, you're going to seal off the valleys and capture these guys or kill them. And at the last minute, the mission was canceled, and from the top, above CENTCOM, so that means to me, Pentagon or White House, and we were told on the ground, hey, fear of casualties, American casualties.
And I mean, I have a lot of conspiracy theorists on my website, and the fact that happened and the fact that we paid off you know, local tribesmen to go up in the mountains with suitcases full of, you know, dollar bills, and then they came back and said, oh, no, I didn't right. see them, you know?
Donkeys like, get traded, and Osama's in Pakistan.
I mean, does that fuel your, I mean, is, do you think there's something rotten in Denmark here?
Oh, the Marines on the ground were enraged. I mean, and, you know, I think it's a tribute to how important they thought the mission was that it's December in Afghanistan, right? Tor Vor's at 15,000 feet. Everybody knew this was going to be a miserable, miserable, dangerous mission, fighting these guys who fought the Soviets on that ground for 10 years.
Right.
And yet they were still upset when the mission got canceled.
Right.
So then, you know, just a short time later, you're in Iraq, and now the gloves are off. You guys are literally at the tip of the spear. And, you know, take us through your place in history during the invasion. Tell us about where you and your unit were.
Yeah, recon crossed the border out of Kuwait the night the war started, a few hours ahead of the main invasion force. And then most of the army swung to the west through the open desert. Some of the Marines also went west, and we went hey diddle diddle straight up the middle through every little town between the Euphrates and the Tigris up to Baghdad and then beyond into what now is the Sunni Triangle.
Right.
Good.
Now, a lot of this lately you've been talking a lot about trying to come up with some better plans about how we operate in the next year in Iraq. How do we start getting out of there? What are the key arguments that you're trying to make here?
That we in the United States right now are given a false choice. We're told that we can choose between staying the course, the administration's rhetoric, or the Cindy Sheehan precipitous withdrawal model. And I'm trying to make the argument that, hey, that's a straw man. There are other options.
Explain.
That, all right, staying the course. I think many people at this point will agree with what historian James Chase said. He said staying the course makes as much sense as a sailor having been blown off course in a storm, continuing to blunder aimlessly across the ocean. I will come right out and say we are not winning in Iraq. And I haven't lost hope. I'm not saying that we can't salvage things, but we need to fundamentally reassess what we're doing there. The option, though, is not precipitous withdrawal. The fact that there are people who are putting that forward as the humanitarian option is appalling to me, because I think if we were to pull American forces out of Iraq right now, we'd have a bloodletting on the ground there that we have, like we haven't seen since Rwanda.
And do you think it would be the Sunnis that would march into Baghdad and basically wipe out the Shia?
I'm not sure who would win that fight. I might put my money on the Shia.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
is it just a matter of numbers?
I think numbers count for a lot because we took the Sunni, the instruments of power are gone. So now it's a more primal fight.
Well, so this is obviously, I think you're breaking new ground here. I share this opinion. I think it is a false choice, and I think I agree with you. I think the fact that people put this forward as a humanitarian option is naive, and I really don't think they understand the nuances on the ground. But you make some strong arguments in your opinion piece in the New York Times. People can see it at NathanielFick.com. Talk about what are some of the third, fourth, fifth courses of action that are somewhere in between those polar extremes.
Well, as another military guy, Paul, you know this. It ticks me off that we've been, you know, we conventional armies have been fighting insurgencies for 3,000 years. There's a playbook out there, and we're not playing by it.
Right.
Simple tactical fix. Number one, seal the borders. Why was I fighting Syrian jihadists in 2003, and my buddies who are over there now are still fighting Syrian jihadists?
Yeah,
this isn't Vietnam.
But how do you seal those borders with the number of men that we have on the ground?
It's not Vietnam. It's not a jungle border. There's not a military limitation to doing it. You can get out there with aerial
with the drones.
Exactly. There is a fix, and we're not doing it.
All right, we got to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more to Nate Fick. We're going to talk a little bit more about what is a responsible course of action in Iraq. Also, why aren't there more Democrats? Why aren't there more liberals in the military? I think it's a very interesting subject.
And, Nate, I want to talk a little bit about your paradigm, because I think in some ways it's based on a lot of false assumptions, and we'll talk about that when we get back from the break.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Filling in are Paul Rykoff and Anthony Lopez.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I've never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Oreck vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit oreck.com/relief. Thank you.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, everything's brighter. The room feels more elegant.
That's Philips Halogena at work. Halogena's bright white light lets you focus light for dramatic effects. And because it's dimmable, it's perfect for decorative light fixtures. See what's possible in your home with Philips Halogena. Philips, sense and simplicity. Look for all the Philips Halogena products at the Home Depot.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
I'm like your alarm clock. How hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Guerrilla News Network's Anthony LaPay and Operation Truth's Paul Rykoff on Air America Radio.
I'm part of a lost and restless generation.
Evil doors.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Oh, you look like a sensitive, intelligent guy. Don't make me shoot you.
Lock and load.
We're back. It's 34 past the hour. I'm Paul Rykoff, and alongside me is Anthony LaPay. We're filling in for Mike Malloy tonight. And in studio right now is a fantastic new author, a guy named Nate Fick, who's an Iraq war vet, served with the Marine Corps in Afghanistan and Iraq, and his new book is called One Bullet Away, The Making of a Marine Officer. You should definitely check this out. If you want to understand the military, if you want to understand what's going on in Iraq, you need to pick up this book. You can find it online at Amazon.com and also go to his website for more information, NathanielFick.com. Before the break, we were talking about exit strategy, and you talked a little bit about why you think Cindy Sheehan is wrong. And I'll tell you this, man. I've been talking about the war for a year now, and the guys who really surprise me sometimes and fight me the hardest are not the guys like Bill O'Reilly. It's the peacenik whack jobs like Anthony over here that are on the far left. But I'll let you make the argument for yourself. Why do you think that Cindy Sheehan is wrong?
Can't withdraw for two reasons. One, I care about, and that's the humanitarian thing, that when we pull out, the Sunni and the Shia are going to go head-to-head. The Kurds may just pull back and protect Kurdistan, but there's going to be a massive bloodletting in Iraq. I don't think it's going to be a regional conflagration because it's not in the interest of the states in the region. The Iranians don't need the West on their back any more than they already are, nor do the Syrians, and the Turks, if they want to have half a prayer at EU accession, aren't going to let anything happen. I care about that a little bit. What I care about a lot is U.S. national interest. If we pull out of Iraq, we have a failed state in the heart of the Middle East with almost limitless oil revenue. It makes Afghanistan look like child's play.
You know, I don't put me in the Cindy Sheehan camp or bus or whatever she's driving around in. I totally agree. It will be a bloodbath if we pull out tomorrow or even a couple months from now. But my point is, I would love to believe in your third way of finding a new tactical solution for the situation on the ground. But the problem is, we have an administration that is in power for another 3 years. These guys do not change. They're the same characters who have screwed this up from the beginning, and they're not going to change course in any significant way. Number two is, we've lost the Iraqi people. The Iraqi people want us out. The majority in the parliament said they want us to start putting forward a timetable for withdrawal. The Iraqi people themselves are sick of us. We blew it, as we were talking about Gideon Yeager earlier. There was a time I learned firsthand when I was over there that there was a time period where it could have worked, where most Iraqis, including Sunnis, were happy to be out from under the yoke of an evil dictator. But we blew it, and I think it's we have to figure out, because if we don't start talking about withdrawal, we're not going to get out.
Well, I mean, I think Anthony brings up a good point. What can we do immediately? We're stuck with Bush. He's there. He and his guys have obviously bungled the war. I mean, regardless of the rationale, the way they've handled, the way they've conducted the war by most respected opinions has been screwed up. What can we actually do to make things better dealing with the Bush administration?
Suspend your disbelief for about 30 seconds and listen to this. The gist of the piece I had in the Times most recently was comparing Iraq to the president's acceptance of responsibility for federal shortcomings responding to Katrina.
Oh, that
not
was
an apology.
Fake. That was the fakest.
No, let him finish.
Absolutely. It was rhetoric. It was too little, too late, and there was no substance behind it. But what it would do in the military, and what makes this different, is just the rhetoric is enough to give the generals a little bit of wiggle room, the senior leadership that isn't going to dissent. They took an oath. They're not going to dissent. And what it does rhetorically is it gives them the freedom, and you might argue it also gives moderate Republicans in Congress the freedom to throw out alternate ideas.
So really, you mentioned also when Shinseki was smushed. General Shinseki came out and said it would cost several hundred thousand troops to successfully pull off Iraq. He was basically bitch-slapped by the administration. He was run out of the military. And that sent a message throughout the officer corps that if you dissent with the presidency, if you dissent with this administration, you're going to be on the short end of the stick here. And that's still, you know, people are still feeling the effects now in the military.
It's time to reverse that precedent.
Yeah, and ice cream sundaes make you skinny, you know? I mean, it's like these things, I wish that that was true. I mean, are you talking about sending more troops? Let's talk specifics.
I'm not talking about sending more troops.
You think you can do what you're talking about with the amount of troops we have on the ground?
I don't think we can send more troops.
I mean, do
we need them?
Not only do we not have them, I mean, we're dramatically overextended. The recruiting numbers are in the toilet, and that's a political suicide pill that I don't think Bush or anyone else is willing to swallow. But you talk about some specific things we can do differently on the ground. In addition to this is not a minor shift. This is not moving deck chairs on the Titanic. This is a seismic shift of strategy. And you talk a little bit about the recent foreign affairs piece by Karpinovich. And talk a little bit about that.
Let me talk about a philosophical shift, and then I would like to turn it back on Anthony with another question. But philosophically, all right, we've been focused from the top down, presidential rhetoric down to tactics on the ground, on the offense, killing insurgents. Fight them there so we don't fight them here, bring them on, Osama dead or alive, you name it. And that's predicated on the false premise that they're finite in number. As long as the borders aren't sealed, they're not finite. Even if the borders are sealed, an occupation creates enemies. We're creating indigenous insurgents in Iraq by our very presence there. So we need to shift the focus. Instead of focusing on killing insurgents, let's focus on providing tangible, positive goods for the Iraqi people so that they can see side by side that our system is better than Zarqawi's. Right now, they don't need airy talk about democracy, nor do they need a constitution that's not worth the paper it's written on. They need food, electricity, basic security.
And this has been called the oil spot theory.
Karpinovich calls it the oil spot theory. Pour men and manpower into these small enclaves, make a true, safe, prosperous, small area, and let it spread.
Do you think with the level of corruption, for instance, just purely taking on the reconstruction question, that any of that kind of reconstruction is going to happen? I mean, it hasn't happened in the almost 3 years. There's billions of dollars missing. I mean, I would love to buy into your program. I mean, and you're selling it. I mean, you're like Anthony Robbins here. I want to believe, but I've been there. You
it's
know?
Easy to criticize. I want to hear an alternative then. I see this is not a great alternative. It's the best of bad alternatives. And one thing Paul and I learned on the ground is it's never a choice between good and bad. It's a choice between bad and worse.
Why don't you run? Why don't you run for Congress?
Because I'm a grad student.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about politics, you touch on this in your book. And again, we're talking to Nate Fick, the author of One Bullet Away. You need to pick it up if you haven't gotten it already. But you talk about when you're at Dartmouth. And you talk about, at a talk, a young professor who stood up and said, how can you support the presence of ROTC at a place like Dartmouth? It will militarize the campus and threaten our culture of tolerance.
That's right. And you know what Ricks, who was giving the talk, looked at that professor and said, no, you're wrong. What it will do is liberalize the military. And this is about to come to a head again with the Solomon Amendment. And
tell us about that.
Yeah, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, enacted by the Clinton administration in 93, 94. And a bunch of schools responded by saying, hey, that's discriminatory hiring practice, and they kicked the military off campus. Congress responds with the Solomon Amendment that ties federal funding to access for the military on college campuses. The colleges banded together again. They challenged it on the First Amendment grounds, and they won. And it went to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and the schools won again. And oral arguments are going to be held in front of the Supreme Court this fall. Now, this isn't about gays in the military. That's a separate issue that can be addressed in Congress, not in the military. It's about providing access, equal access for military recruiters so that we can get people from these schools into the military. I'm not going to change the institution from without. You're going to change it from within.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. You had a quote in your book, something about it. If you don't get people from the Ivy Leagues, you're going to have an army run by idiots and a government run by cowards. And I think there's a real problem right now that the elite schools and people who are in intellectual communities don't consider the military as an option. And I think, you know, people can make the argument that the draft is bad for the military, and it may be, but is government service bad for America? Is it in the best interest of our country, maybe, to have everyone serve?
It's absolutely in the best interest of our country to have everyone serve. How can the military represent the broad swath of opinion in this country if it's drawing most of its members from a tiny piece of the population?
Yeah. Well, but when you have a maniacal administration launching illegal wars, how can you say that people who are fighting recruitment are not doing the right thing? You know, I mean, that's what I have a lot of contact.
Because you're focusing your attention in the wrong area. I mean, focusing at recruiters is not going to affect our policy. What you're going to do let me finish. What you're ultimately going to do is erode the strength of our military. Soldiers don't decide when and where they go to fight. Do you really want an army that decides when and where it does? I mean, I think that's a dangerous path to go down. You need to focus on the policymakers. And I think we need people of all types of backgrounds in the military. It's not good for America to have only poor kids and only middle-class kids. We need everybody contributing. And Bush has talked a lot about sacrifice lately, but he hasn't offered many, many pieces of sacrifice for anyone to make. So, I really think that Nate is talking about some important stuff here, that Democrats don't understand the military. They do not understand the military, and they have a real, real credibility problem within the military. And I think that figuring out this ROTC problem is an important way to bridge that gap. The military wasn't split politically like this 30 years ago. It wasn't like this in World War II in Korea. But, I mean, talk about what politics are like in the officer corps, in the Marine Corps, Nate.
Well, at the personal level, they're very conservative. But, and this is a critical point, you say, you know, how can you join the military with a maniacal administration? And it's not about that in the military. It's about swearing an oath to the Constitution. You're not swearing allegiance to an administration, to a president, to a policy. I mean, I served under the Clinton administration and under the Bush administration, and that's what professional members of a volunteer military do. They obey the lawful orders of a democratically elected government. And people have to take the long view. It's not about serving the Bush administration. It's about serving the United States of America.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I just feel like there is a very valid and important argument to make that to stop this kind of illegal juggernaut, that to just, you know, what they say, starve the beast, may be the only way to do it. That if there you can put pressure on recruiting.
I mean, we have 06 congressionals coming up in a year. I mean, don't you think that's a more effective place to focus your energy than on a recruiter in Omaha?
I think that there's a significant a problem that the military has right now with the personnel. They don't have enough people to fight this war, and I think they're very worried.
But that's not because of recruiting protests.
But I think the recruiting, the anti-recruiting efforts are having an effect on the recruiting numbers.
I think the war is having a tremendous effect on the recruiting. And I think that the way veterans are treated is having a tremendous effect. And the fact that people don't have to serve. I mean, the stakes haven't been raised on the benefit side. I mean, you know, you're much more likely to be killed. The personal risk is much greater, but nobody's asked, you know, nobody's put up more money. Nobody's helping these guys on the back end. I really think that that's a major problem.
And that's what a lot of these anti-recruiting operations are doing. Guys, there's a major movement around this country of counter-recruiting.
No, there's not
efforts.
A major movement. I think there's a minor movement.
Well, there's a lot of anti-recruiting efforts or counter-recruiting efforts going around, telling people exactly the kind of stuff that you talk about. How the recruiters lie to you. The benefits are cut. The crappy pay and the fact.
Transparency in the recruiting process is in the best interest of everyone. But, you know, Nick, Nate, I just called you Nick again. Nate Fick, where are you going to be? Where are you going next? You're on a book tour right now. You're doing a barnstorming media blitz. Where can people look out for you?
I'll be in California next week, San Francisco, L.A., and San Diego. And then down south, Nashville, Norfolk, Raleigh, D.C., handful of others, Boston.
Excellent.
An awesome book. Thank you so much.
Nathaniel Fick is the author of One Bullet Away. Check it out on Amazon or go to his website, nathanielfick.com. He's a critical voice right now in helping this country to better understand the war. And he also gives you some ideas on how you can really support the troops. And we want to know, how do you support the troops? Or if you're in the military, what kind of support do you want from civilians? Anthony's got an exciting piece coming up.
Yeah, I spent some time in the streets of New York talking to people about what their support for the war and whether they actually support the troops or not. And I got some pretty interesting answers. Coming up after the break, we're going to hear from people on the streets of New York about whether they actually support the troops. It's 47 after the hour. Anthony LaPay alongside Paul Rykoff. You're listening to Air America Radio.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to Rove and says, "Turd Blossom, you got me into this, now get me out," you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality. The Nation magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest-growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, The Nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Malloy here. You're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on The Mike Malloy Show.
Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network, alongside Paul Rykoff of Operation Truth, which is online at optruth.org. We were just talking with Nate Fick, author of the new book, One Bullet Away. You know, a lot of times we talk about supporting the troops, and it's sort of this empty phrase, you know? Like,
yeah, damn right.
As a lot of what your work is about. You know, so I decided to hit the streets of New York, Paul, and try to find out, you know, what people really mean by the phrase support the troops. So I went out to try to find out whether people support the troops, and actually how they support the troops.
I'm out in Times Square standing in front of the Armed Forces recruiting station where they're playing a big video of people surfing and all the other exciting things you get to do in the U.S. Army. Do you support the troops?
Yeah, I support them.
How exactly do you support the troops?
About 100%.
But is there anything in particular that you do to support the troops?
Nah, not really.
Do you support the troops?
Support them? I mean, as people, I'm sure they're great. I don't know. I mean, I guess I feel the way their family probably feels about them being out there, right?
What did you think of the war when we first invaded? Were you a supporter?
I was a supporter because I wanted to make money on the stock market.
That's an honest answer.
It's the only reason.
But what about now?
Now I figure we're spending a little too much money. Maybe it's time to sort of just bomb them to death. Kill every one of them.
Do you support the troops?
Of course.
And how so?
I just support them because they need a job like I need a job. And, you know, they're doing their job. They're, you know, that's what they joined for.
Tell me some of the ways you support the troops in particular.
I support them in the fact that they're protecting us.
But is there anything in particular that you do, specific thing that you actually do to help the troops?
I pay taxes so they can stay in the Army.
So you pay taxes, yep.
My name's Mervyn, I'm from London.
Here in the U.S., a big thing is whether you support the troops or not. As a Brit, do you support British troops over there?
Support, when you say support the troops, in what way do you mean?
That's a good question. Well, how do you quantify or qualify supporting the troops?
For the ones that are there but in the belief that they're doing a right thing, I support those people. The ones who are just there to have a good time killing people, I don't support them.
Well, leave it to a Brit to give us a nuanced answer here in the streets of New York.
I headed up to the Upper East Side because this is one of the richest neighborhoods in Manhattan and has one of the higher percentages of Republican voters.
Do you support the troops? You know, a lot of people say...
Yeah. No, I support the troops, but I don't support the president's initial decision. But, of course, now that they're over there, you know, they have my support.
How do you support them?
How do I support them? I don't know.
I mean, there must be some way. Maybe you write your congressmen. They're you know, their pay is being cut. The Veterans Administration budget is missing about $1 billion. Anyways, maybe you do anything to help them out.
I mean, I don't write Congress, if that's what you mean. But you know, I'm not gonna talk badly about what's going on now because there's nothing we can do about it. We just have to, you know, offer our support and good wishes, I guess.
Do you support the troops?
Of course.
How do you support the troops?
Just by my well wishes, following the families, and there's really no other way I know how to support them other than when they're in town, show them a good time. I'm a nightclub promoter, so there's many...
So you buy them drinks?
Buy them drinks.
All right, that's something. Cool. You're like the first guy I found that's actually tangibly done something to support the troops. You give them free drinks.
I gave a 50% discount to a guy who just got back the other day because I work in diesel, so...
Free jeans and drinks.
Free jeans. Not free, he had to pay half for it.
50% off jeans.
Better than the rest of us.
So
that was cool. That was very cool.
That took me 2 days, 3 days of work. First of all, nobody wanted to talk about Iraq. I've done interviews for 10 years in the streets. I've talked to my people about all sorts of issues. And I was running around with my microphone like an idiot, going, hey, do you want to talk about the war? And people just didn't want to talk about it.
It's like you have the plague. I mean, the bottom line is the bumper sticker on your car is not enough, and I've got a number of ways that people can do it. Start by going to OperationTruth.org. I think that's a great way to do it. But we also want to hear how people support the troops out there. You know, if you're in the military, or what kind of support do you want from civilians? What do you think about this Man on the Street piece we did? We're trying to break it down. Give us a call at 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270.
Or maybe you don't support the troops.
Yeah, I mean, we want to hear what you think. It's 57 past the hour. You're listening to Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff on Air America Radio. Stick around.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans, our factories in Mississippi.
I'm 82 years old, and I've never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Oreck vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit oreck.com/relief. Thank you.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jennifer Polsoni. New York City officials say a major investigation continues regarding a possible terror threat against the subway system, Glenn Schuck reports.
With the White House downplaying the terror threat here in New York City, Police Commissioner Kelly bombarded with questions. Did the city do the right thing by going public with this threat against the subway?
We did precisely what should have been done in this situation with the information that we had.
Mayor Mike Bloomberg calls the threat real and isn't second-guessing his own judgment.
In this case, I don't think that we made the mistake. I think we did take the appropriate action.
When asked if more arrests are imminent, Kelly says, no comment. Glenn Schuck in New York.
Already rattled by word of even doubtful intelligence about a possible plot against New York's subway system, authorities closed a portion of Penn Station Friday morning in the first of a couple of false alarms. A green liquid prompted a response by hazmat teams, but it turned out to be harmless. The tension shifted for a short time to Washington, D.C., when a bomb threat was phoned into authorities concerning the Washington Monument. It was closed for a while, but a sweep of the monument found no threat. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin has introduce a controversial plan to use gaming as a method to help revitalize the city following Hurricane Katrina. Reporter Dave Cohen says that Nagin feels that tourism and the Port of New Orleans are the two big cards the city has to play.
And he says in order to get tourism moving, we need to do something bold and out of the box. He says while it's not his favorite idea, he thinks that setting up to 8 new casinos in downtown New Orleans is the best and quickest way to restart the economic engine and stop New Orleans from limping along.
Officials gathered in Washington Friday to discuss plans to quickly fight the next possible deadly bird flu pandemic. The closed-door session didn't produce any immediate solutions, but U.S. officials said it served to raise the profile of the potential crisis. So far, the H5N1 strain has killed millions of birds across Asia and killed over 60 people in 4 Asian nations. President Bush met with leading vaccine companies to discuss possibilities of vaccine production and distribution. Recall notices have come flying out of all corners of the auto industry. Chrysler is recalling more than a 250,000 vehicles, including Dodge pickups, Magnums, and SUVs, as well as 2 Jeep models and the Chrysler 300, all because the parking gear could fail. GM's recall orders affect more than 120,000 pickups, SUVs, and vans for power steering problems. The Chicago White Sox are the first team to move on in Major League Baseball's postseason as they beat the Red Sox in Boston Friday 5-3, sweeping Boston in the best-of-five-game division playoff series. The White Sox, whose 99 wins in the regular season were the most in the American League, they play the winner of the New York Yankees-Los Angeles Angels series. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Mike Malloy. I'll be back at my regular time soon. In the meantime, you're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio.
Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network, online at GNN.TV. Alongside me is Paul Rykoff from Operation Truth, online at optruth.org. We're filling in for Mike Malloy. He's going to be back on Monday. It is 6 minutes past the hour, and you know, it's been a great week with you, Paul. I don't know if people know about Operation Truth. It's an amazing organization. You guys are speaking about supporting the troops. It's probably the best place to go to start finding out information about how you can actually...
Well, before the break, yeah, we were talking about the Man in the Street piece you did was fantastic. And I think that, you know, it's this language that's thrown around all the time. You know, support the troops, support the troops. You know what? that's a lot of talk. There are a lot of yellow ribbon bumper stickers on cars, but not a lot of people who are actually stepping up to be involved. And I think you can do everything dependent upon your opinion from going to a protest to you know, going to a local armory and offering to help out the local community. But just do something. Because I think regardless of how you feel about this war, we have an obligation as Americans to support the people who are fighting in it. That's my opinion. And I think that, you know, there are a number of ways you can do something. You know, you can just call your congressman or senator. And people say, oh, I don't want to do that. It's a very easy thing to do to establish direct accountability. You call them up and say, hey, I live in your district and I'm watching your butt. I'm going to watch how you vote. I'm going to watch what you do. And I want an update. You know, you can do that if you go to our website, OperationTruth.com, if you go to Congress.gov, I think you can find a Senate.gov. You can put your zip code in and find out who your people are if you don't know already, and just get involved. And I think just step up and give a damn.
Yeah, people really don't understand the power of phone calls to your representatives. I was talking to Human Rights Watch earlier this week and about this new legislation that John McCain brought about the use of torture in the military, and that was the one thing that the guys from Human Rights Watch told me. We want to hear what you think about the issue of supporting the troops. We want to hear from you if you don't support the troops, and if you do, what are ways to do it? The number here is 866-303-2270. It's 866-303-2270.
And I'll tell you one thing that you definitely can do is find out where that idiot Fred Phelps that we had on last night is, and make sure that his ridiculous protests don't have any effect on an upcoming funeral.
Let's take a call. Kelly in Texas. You there, Kelly?
Hey, Kelly, you're on the air. Go for it.
Well, I don't support the president, and I don't support the war, but I am very supportive of the troops. The church I attend, we actually run a counseling service for parents of, you know, boys who are over there, wives of men who are over there, and, you know, just sort of a support, you know, for them so that they have someone to talk to. And also in my community, three different young men have died since this war started, and we've, you know, gotten people together to attend the funerals. We've done bake sales to help them cover the cost. I've actually, you know, walked around with petitions going door to door to get people to sign petitions to send to Congress saying, hey, you know what, these boys need to be making more money. And I've also been involved in, like, you know, the letter writing things that we do for the troops to say, you know, hey, we're here for you, we respect you, we appreciate what you're doing. And we're about to start a Christmas greeting card and care package drive at my church to put together, you know, greeting cards just for the holidays for the people who won't be here at home and send them, you know, Christmas cookies and blankets and just, you know, things to let them know that there are people here thinking about them.
Well, that means a lot, Kelly. And I think, you know, the fact that you're doing something, doing a lot of things really does impact those people's lives. I mean, you got a disconnected public. And these people are really been, and they've been asked to do so much. 40% of the folks in Iraq right now are National Guardsmen and reservists. More than half of them are there for a second time. At Operation Truth, one thing we did this week was support the Dodd Amendment. Senator Dodd put forth some legislation that would force Rumsfeld to reimburse all the soldiers, Marines, airmen who had to pay for body armor or any other protective equipment out of pocket. You know, Operation Truth members sent 5,500 messages to their senators to support the Dodd Amendment. It went through.
So explain that. Guys actually had to put up their own money to buy
body armor? Yeah, we had a guy named Rich Murphy who was in Iraq, who was an MP. His mother actually had to go online on eBay. She's a teacher. She spent $600, bought the body armor, and mailed it to him in Iraq. And now Rumsfeld was supposed to pay him back. Last year, the law was authorized in the Defense Appropriations Bill that they were entitled to the money back. They were supposed to start writing checks back to guys like Rich Murphy. But he blew off the law. And it took Dodd having a press conference and reintroducing a new amendment this week. And it was actually still, you know, the Department of Defense actually pushed back. They actually pushed back and said, you know, this is not something we can necessarily afford. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Someone needs to go in and get Dick Cheney's Halliburton stock options, cash those out, and pay these people back. Let's go to Fernando in New York.
Hey, Fernando, you're on the air. Go ahead, man.
I think we all should support the troops by doing everything we can to bring him back immediately. You can call me, I'm part of the CNDG movement if you want to call it that way. Because we have to acknowledge this was a mistake to begin with, and that's something that we Americans are not ready to do.
Fernando, you know, I think I am, when I said something earlier about Cindy Sheehan, I absolutely support everything that she is doing, her spirit, the way that she's woken up this country to this war.
And I do too, absolutely.
But the fact is, Rykoff and Nate here, they're right. You can't just pull out tomorrow. It's
well, no, that you need a strategy. You can't just say it's screwed up. You need a plan. And if Cindy Sheehan is going to be the leader of the anti-war movement, and you say bring him home now, well, show us a plan.
Okay, yeah, they really need to be.
This is a very narrow-minded view because if you
it's a very realistic view,
okay,
Fernando.
Okay, but if you open the angle of your view, this was a mistake from the very
beginning. Okay, but Fernando, let me ask you a question. You say bring them home now, okay? And I want to give you a chance to explain yourself. How do we bring them home now? What's the timetable? How do we bring the divisions home? Do we abandon the Iraqi people? Tell me how to do it.
Well, here's the deal. It's not about abandoning direct.
No, answer the question. How do we do it? How do we do it, Fernando?
Well, we start gradually. I know it's a big logistic. It's a big logistic operation.
It's massive.
It's massive. No, I understand that. I mean, and by now it means within a year or a year and a half.
But that's not bring them home now, Fernando.
I know, that's the problem.
That's the problem with some of the arguments is that, you know, Cindy Sheehan, if she said, you know, within a year or that the best way we could do it would be within 16 months, and I've advised, you know, General Zinni and other people who are military commanders and we've devised this strategy, that's one thing. But if you say, hey, you know, let's wave the magic wand and bring them all home right now. That's just not reasonable.
No, that's not realistic. Of course. But we have to acknowledge that this was a mistake to begin with.
I agree.
Apologize to the world.
I agree with you, Fernando. I think that's incredibly important. Nate talked about that in his op-ed. Nate Fick was on with us earlier, and he wrote an op-ed saying that it's critically important for the president to step forward and say, "I screwed up." And having been on the ground in the Middle East, I know how important it is for us to admit our mistakes. You can't just keep driving on and saying, oh, you know, pay no attention to what we did before. It is very important. I think you're right, Fernando. I think, you know, the president and our country needs to step forward and say, we screwed up.
You know, Fernando, the caller made a great point. And that is the first step. And Nate made that same point that you have to take some responsibility and say this was a major mistake, and we really owe the people. You know,
General it's a catastrophic mistake.
General
I mean,
Odom, did you see that this week? Lieutenant General Odom, who's the head of the NSC, the National Security Agency, said this may go down as the greatest strategic mistake in history.
Yeah, it could turn out to be the greatest foreign policy mistake in America's history. The consequences are higher than Vietnam. I mean, Iraq is a bigger piece on the chessboard of the world than Vietnam ever was. And I think to assume we can pull out there now and flowers are going to grow is naive. And don't you think we're going to have to go back there in a few years? You think Israel's going to stand by and let the whole Middle East implode? It's just not going to happen.
James in Minneapolis, how do you support the troops? You there, James?
All right. I think we're having some problems. James, are you on the line with us?
Thank you. I think I want to just first of all start by saying that what's missing in this dialogue to me, and what has been touched upon when you say the word anti-war, is that when you say support the troops, it harkens back to when they said that hippies didn't support the troops. Hello?
Yeah, you're still there, man. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, didn't support the troops, and they were spitting on the boys when they came home. Of course, what they really didn't say at all was that's only a real small aspect of the story. The real story is that troops were coming home, arriving in Letterman, the same way they're going to Walter Reed, only now in the middle of the night. And the bottom line is, when my friend comes back in April of 1967 from Khaistan, he says, don't ever come over here, you know. And he's telling me that as a Marine who's half of his, you know, friends.
Okay.
It's a good point.
But you got a little excited, hands on the keyboard. But I understand your enthusiasm, and I think, you know, it's important. I think the word anti-war has really become a political poison pill to some extent. I think it's really time for a new dialogue. I mean, anti-war, pro-war, that's Bush talk. And I think it's also talk of 30 years ago. I wish it was just so simple. I wish it was in black and white. But it's really not. And I talked about this the other night. Democrats are supposedly, and people who are in the progressive community, embrace John Kerry because he understood nuance and because he could work in the gray area. And he wasn't a person who dealt in extremes. But when we talk about Iraq, there's only two options? That's absurd to me.
I agree. But I still agree that the fact that, you know, trying to come up with some brilliant third way that this administration is somehow magically going to adopt is just not going to happen. Unfortunately, I wish it would, but I do believe that, and the problem is, even a guy like Fernando, the caller just called, he understands that we can't pull out tomorrow, but still that bumper sticker line, bring them home now, resonates, and it's used repeatedly by Cindy Sheehan and by the rest of the people in the, I don't want to use anti-war movement, but in the peace movement, and it's, and unfortunately it allows people to easily label them as a, making
some. Yeah, we're going to take some more of your calls about supporting the troops. What is a responsible way out? We want to hear what America has to say. Give us a call at 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay, we want to give you a voice. Give us a call.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Filling in are Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Brain damage, heart damage, liver damage, death. Some of the most dangerous drugs aren't on the street. They're under your sink. Inhalants, household products kids sniff to get high. Protect your kids. Tell them never to sniff inhalants. Because just one time, the first time, can kill. Set rules. Be firm. They'll listen. Call 1-800-729-6686. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
And now, back to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay for Mike Malloy.
It's 21 past the hour. Paul Rykoff on Air America with Anthony LaPay. You can check our organizations out online at OperationTruth.com and GNN.TV. This show is streaming live on AirAmericaRadio.com. Thanks for being with us. Before the break, we were talking about supporting the troops. What the hell does that really mean? And you know, I'll give you a few quick places to go. You know, go to your local armory. There's a National Guard unit that's probably deployed in your area because they're just about everywhere. And you can go down to the armory and say, hey, do you have anybody overseas? Do the families back home need any help? Do you need us to help, you know, do something in the local community? Just make a connection. I think the walls that have been built between the military and the civilian worlds are dangerous, actually. I think it's bad for our republic.
So many people, when I was going around New York, talked about just this feeling of like they're in a bubble and that there's just no connection, personal connections between people in the military and just so
yeah.
many people.
And then there are a lot of things, like, you know, when you go to our website, there's a whole segment on issues facing the troops, everything from the body armor problems to the VA. The Veterans Affairs Department is dangerously underfunded. There was a major screw-up a few months ago, and they had to pass a $1.5 billion emergency supplemental because the head of the VA, Nicholson, screwed up the numbers. I mean, you know, the guys in the White House have screwed up the numbers on the proper number of troops. They screwed up the amount of body armor we need. Every time these guys need to do numbers, they screw it up. And the VA coming home is another area that's dangerously underfunded, overextended, and we're hearing from veterans every day who are facing long wait lines and problems at the VA, and it's absolutely appalling.
Another thing they've been screwing up that I've been tracking is the blood problem. We had a caller, Reese, who called in and suggested giving blood, and that's really important. I've been tracking a story that in the field, the military has been giving emergency blood transfusions with no medical screening with that blood. Guys are draining blood, first of all, which is very dangerous, and then injecting it straight into guys without any kind of screening.
Yeah, one of the Operation Truth vets, a guy named Perry Jeffries, works at a blood bank at Fort Hood, and he's always telling me stories about how they're having a hard time getting people to donate blood. He says, you want to support the troops? Go down and donate some blood, because we need it. I know it sounds strange, but it's true. We're going to go to a call. We're going to go to Joanne in New Jersey, who says she supports the draft. Joanne, go for it. You're on the air.
Yeah, I think it's the only way to, one, have the public involved in what's going on, to have people touched by it and have them think about what it means when they say that they support a war.
Yeah, are you for the war? Were you against the war?
No, I'm absolutely opposed to it.
So I'm absolutely
opposed to it.
You believe this would wake this country up?
Huh?
You would wake the country up, sort of the Charlie Rangel argument.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah,
it's
I think
communities that pay the price.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. You're right. We definitely need to spread out the responsibility here. And what's happened with the military right now is that it's disproportionately represented by middle-class people, by poor people. And if you're rich, I mean, nobody leaves Beverly Hills to join the Marine Corps. Nate Fick, who was our guest earlier, was at Dartmouth. But, you know, he's probably the only guy in a number of years at Dartmouth who left the Ivy League and went in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, I wish I would have asked him that. You know, it used to be different. I mean, and if you go to the UK, for instance, I studied at Oxford briefly, and, you know, a lot of guys out of Oxford and Cambridge go into the officer corps in the military.
You studied at Oxford?
I did, yes.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Drank a lot of lager.
Really?
Yes.
Man.
I drank a lot of beer.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to go to another caller on line four. We're going to talk to Carmen in Harlem, uptown. Carmen, you're with us. Go ahead.
Yes, I was stunned by the piece you did on the reactions of people on the East Side. I think if I was in the Army, I would be very upset that people were so almost airy about what is going on. I think Air America needs to come uptown and interview people in East Harlem and Harlem, because I think, like your last caller said, my congressman is Rangel, I support the troops. I support bringing them home. I am very against this war. I have, whenever I can, it's not often, but I will go to a demonstration, because I feel that you can see what is going on in this country. Their money is not there for us, for education, for health care, and it is being used to destroy other human beings that I will probably never meet. May not even, you know, they're not going after the people who perpetuated 9/11. They're going at this, to me, seems like oil, and I just can't believe people are not waking up.
So Carmen, how many people in your area, you live in Harlem, how many people in your neighborhood, do you know people in your community who are in Iraq right now?
I certainly do, and if you really research this, because I haven't heard you talk about it, but did you know that Puerto Rico is one of the most richest recruitment centers for the Army. They know
absolutely.
The high unemployment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think you bring up a great point, which is they are heavily recruiting in Puerto Rico. Actually, there are about 40,000 troops on active duty right now who aren't even citizens. The recruiters call them green card recruits. That's a hotbed of recruiting. Great call. You know, in the next segment, we want to talk about, is the president losing support from his base? We have a term for it. We call it the geopocalypse.
Welcome to the geopocalypse.
Or are the Republicans just gearing up for the next election? We're going to take a listen to what John McCain had to say when we come back after the break. You don't want to miss this. It's Anthony LaPay, Paul Rykoff on Air America, 27 past the hour. Stick around. We're going to hear what John McCain had to say today.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Filling in are Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter. The furniture looks fabulous. The colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Malloy here. You're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on The Mike Malloy Show.
34 past the hour. I'm Paul Rykoff alongside Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio. Mike will be back on Monday night. Before the break, we were talking about how people support the troops. We were talking a little bit about the draft and a lot about the war. One thing that I've noticed that I don't know if people are really aware of is that there are a number of homeless Iraq vets coming home. And we've got a guy who's been hanging around the studio tonight who's got an amazing film called When I Came Home that's been submitted to Sundance. If you go to whenicamehome.com, there's a short clip on iFilms that really lays out this pending wave of problems, which are homeless Iraq vets.
Yeah, it's an issue I've also been tracking alongside the director, Dan Lohaus. Also, on GNN.TV, you can watch about a 20-minute clip of the footage that he has. And he's working, just submitted to Sundance, and we're big supporters of his work.
Yeah, and I think what it brings up is that in some ways history is repeating itself. You know, the ghosts of Vietnam are haunting us again with regard to the Iraq war. And this week, there was a conversation that went on in Congress. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Myers, in his last day as the chairman, was under fire by some members of Congress. And he was talking to Senator John McCain, who's obviously a decorated Vietnam veteran. And he had this to say, talking to Senator McCain about the war in Iraq.
It's a complex situation that is not well understood by folks who fought in Vietnam, for instance.
Did you hear that? He's talking to John McCain, and he said, "You don't understand Iraq."
Yeah.
Okay. He's saying people who were in Vietnam don't understand this. This is the dismissive attitude that the administration has toward anyone who has any military experience, anyone who's been on the ground.
In that same hearing, they disclosed that instead of three battalions ready to fight that they reported the last time they showed up in Congress, they only have one.
Right. They actually lost two combat-ready battalions since the last time General Myers came there. And let me tell you this. McCain, I'll give him this, man. The guy's a straight shooter, and he did not take well to Mr. Myers' testimony.
McCain angry.
Yeah, McCain angry. He came back with the kind of the rapid fire. And it was really, really, it was fury from John McCain. And this is what John McCain had to say in response.
General Myers seems to assume that things have gone well in Iraq. General Meyer seems to assume that the American people, the support for our conflict there is not eroding. General Meyer seems to assume that everything has gone fine. Things have not gone as we had planned or expected, nor as we were told by you, General Myers.
Yeah. Hello. Wake up. This is John McCain. You're challenging, you know, the most famous decorated Vietnam vet probably in America.
How long was he in a...
I think he was in prison for something like 5 or 7 years.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly, but it was five years. Yeah, yeah. And crooksandliars.com gave us the audio, thanks to them. But what we're starting to see is that the Bush administration and Karl Rove and all the cronies up in the administration are really under fire. And they're part of what we are starting to call the geopocalypse.
Welcome to the geopocalypse.
Paul, yeah, I'm going to take that toy.
I love that sound, man. But it really is. It's a geopocalypse. So, you know.
But the question is it a geopocalypse? Or is it this sort of seismic shift that's going on inside the right now, where they smell the blood in the water? Karl Rove is you know, the architect's, you know, plans are crumbling right in front of your face. This administration is getting hit on every level, and I mean, I think Katrina really was the beginning over the last month of just these double barrel migraines that they've been getting hit with every single day. I mean, it must be like a war room inside their Situation Room, trying to deal with the press and all these things that are coming out about Iraq, about their budget, about
add a few mortars and some rocket attacks, and then they'll know what it's like in Baghdad for our guys.
Yeah, it's bad. But what I really think what's going on in a lot of ways is the right is realigning. They're looking at 2006, mm-hmm. and they're looking at 2008, and people like McCain are starting to realize that they could be very viable candidates.
Yeah, well, Bush is turning into poison. And I think you're seeing the weakness of the Democratic Party because they're being outflanked by John McCain. Chuck Hagel recently came out and Meet the Press and tore into the president on the Iraq War. And both of those men are really making a play for the presidency. It's clear now, and they're figuring out ways to distance themselves. And the Democrats haven't been able to come up with an answer on Iraq.
Yeah.
But it looks like John McCain and Chuck Hagel are starting to.
Yeah,
it's pathetic.
And it's also the team. It's the personnel, I think, in a lot of ways. It's like when you're dealing with a Dianne Feinstein and, you know, you're dealing with a Hillary Clinton and people like that trying to come out and Barbara Boxer, not Feinstein, you know, as your spokespeople trying to come out strong on these things, it just doesn't
Well, they have no credibility. Work. I mean, yeah. They're senators. Yes, I know that. But you've got McCain, who sits on the Armed Services Committee, is a decorated Vietnam veteran, can talk endlessly about his personal connection and experience with combat, how it affected him. That visceral connection is so critical in connecting with the American public. And the only Democrat that is really out there that's got that type of experience is John Kerry. And he's damaged goods right now. So you know, it's really put them in a tough spot. And on Thursday, McCain kept the pressure on the administration.
Yeah, this is very significant. McCain came forward with an amendment that Bush is threatening, as far as I know, still threatening to veto, that basically closed the loopholes on the military's use of coercive and excessive tactics on detainees. It passed 90-9. In the Senate, and McCain was asked on CNN on Thursday about that amendment.
This amendment is being talked about, written about in some circles as a blow to the president and his authority to prosecute the war on terror. You obviously don't see it that way. Tell us why.
Well, first of all, neither I nor General Colin Powell, who strongly supported this and wrote a letter in support of it, nor the 28 generals, retired generals, including former chairmen of the Chiefs of Staff, think that this would be in any way a blow to the administration. In fact, we think it would be very helpful because it would send a message to the world that the United States of America does not engage in torture. Mm-hmm. We will not treat people inhumanely. We will adhere to treaties that we are signatories to, and the men and women who do the interrogating will have clear instructions as to how to conduct interrogations.
Again, John McCain distancing himself from the Bush administration and quoting Colin Powell. He read this on the floor of the Senate and said, Colin Powell supports this. Something like 28, 38 generals support this. They're really pigeonholing the administration.
Yeah, it's really the reality-based contingent of the right wing is banding together. It's very significant, I think, you're right, that he mentions Powell there, because Powell really, as much as I really don't like the guy and everything that he stands for, he was the guy who could see into the future.
Credibility. And then, yeah. Credibility. He's got tremendous credibility, name recognition. He still has very high approval ratings in this country. When you mention Colin Powell's name, people listen, especially on military affairs issues. And I think that's what the Democrats are really lacking.
Yeah, and you know, Colin Powell actually just came out in another instance of distancing himself from this administration, talked about how shamed he was going in front of the UN and making that presentation about the WNDs that was about 99.9% complete bull. And he was totally set up. I mean, he was bamboozled. I mean, if you read Woodward's book, he was throwing books at the wall saying, this is bull, you got to give me better, you got to give me better. And they still sent him in there with that and made him I think it was a tactical decision to put him in there as that fall guy because they knew he had the credibility.
Right.
And they also knew, you know, his hands would be dirty and that he would be, it's like the mob, man.
Well, they kind of dishonored him. And he's such a proud guy. He's got this military background. And he had kind of, when he went on 60 Minutes or went on ABC, he had this kind of mini McNamara moment. You know, McNamara famously came out and did the Fog of War documentary where he talks about all the mistakes and he has this cathartic experience. We're never going to get that from Rumsfeld. I don't think we're ever going to get that moment from Rumsfeld. But it looks like we may get it from Colin Powell down the line.
Yeah, I don't think Donald Rumsfeld has ever said sorry for anything he's ever done in his life.
Yeah, well, you know, it's pathetic.
Yeah, Paul, let's go back. You know, this is what I was talking about, trying to bring up with Nate Fick earlier. It's in these guys' human nature. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a pathological administration. And to think that there's some magical third course that we can take that will make it better. And I applaud people trying to talk about it. But the problem in the reality-based seat over here, I just can't see any of that happening.
But watch McCain and Hagel. They're carving a third course. They're right now carving a third course. Nobody's running politically behind the Cindy Sheehan bag. Even Hillary Clinton isn't running down to Crawford, Texas to support Cindy Sheehan. They're being very careful, and they're trying to carve out something that is not quite Cindy Sheehan, but is not George Bush.
Yeah.
And I think that is where they're recognizing the potential lies for success in 2008.
And that's why, and you're absolutely right, and that's why they are crushing the Democrats with this. And the Democrats, I mean, where are they, Paul? Are they still on vacation? Are they at their ranches on Martha's Vineyard?
I'll give you one real good sign for the Democrats, and I think this is a very smart strategic play. Wes Clark, General Wesley Clark, is now a Fox News military correspondent. That's a really smart move. You've got to be able to get to the red states. You've got to be able to get to the Fox Watchers. And you've got to show people that Democrats have credibility on national defense issues. Wes Clark is the closest thing that Democrats have to Colin Powell. And he's on Fox all the time now battling Bill O'Reilly.
What do you think, as a military man and just a political observer, what did you think of Wes Clark?
You know, I really wanted more from him. When I was in Iraq, I sent money to Wes Clark because I wanted somebody with military experience who could move the ball forward. But he still talks like a general. And generals are used to having their way, commanding people. And Wes Clark was in the military for a long time. And he really, I think, is disconnected from the social issues that are so important. He talks about Bosnia, Kosovo, every single day, but he can't talk about Social Security.
Yeah.
He can't talk about employment problems. He can't talk about immigration. And I think that's a real Achilles heel in his campaign.
Yeah, he's hopeless as a presidential candidate. If I sent money, I'd send
him. I don't know if he's hopeless.
I think he's hopeless.
I think he's young. I mean, in the political world, he's still relatively new, and he's got a long way to go. But he's making some smart moves, and he's getting better. And he is a very attractive candidate. I mean, we talked about this earlier. Who else do the Democrats have? I mean,
man.
Who else are they going to put up?
The Republicans, fix, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Republicans are either going to put up, you know, the Democrats are either going to put up Hillary Clinton or who knows, Al Gore, John Kerry, maybe Joe Biden, right? But the Republicans have their deck stacked. They've got John McCain, they've got Chuck Hagel, they've got Rudy Giuliani, all of which are very strong candidates for president, especially because they can hit the middle. The critical middle.
Yep. Hagel is definitely dangerous for the Democrats. I never understood Biden. I mean, I'm, you know, we're both kind of young, so I don't really understand what went down, you know, like back in 88. But where has he been since then?
I like Biden.
That's what I'm saying.
I think
why hasn't he been a player?
Biden's really a straight talker. He's another guy who goes on Fox. You know, sometimes if I've had a few drinks and I want some entertainment, I'll turn Fox on. I think it's interesting, and it's definitely entertaining. But Biden's a guy who will go on the Sunday news show, and it's important that Democrats figure out a way to show strengths. And they've got to take the fight to the Republicans. The ratings. When you look at the ratings, O'Reilly does something like three times the ratings of Chris Matthews. He does double the ratings of CNN. You've got to be able to talk to those people.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And they don't use Fox News. I mean, Fox would probably have them on there if they would, you know.
You've got to do that. You know, it's 46 past the hour. We're going to come back and tear into this a little more. Stick around. You've got Paul Rykoff, Anthony LaPay, filling in for Mike Malloy, Air America.
Thanks for sticking around Friday night.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
And now, back to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay for Mike Malloy.
It's 51 past the hour. This is Anthony LaPay from Guerrilla News Network, online at GNN.TV, alongside my main man, Lieutenant Paul Rykoff from OperationTruth.org. It's been a wild week, man.
It's fun. I mean, Anthony and I are really new to radio. So, you know, we've got a lot of help behind the scenes. But when you walk around Air America, it's pretty cool because you got movie stars like Janine Garofalo, Chuck D, like roams around the hallways. I mean, you're sitting here trying to put together your man on the street piece, and Chuck D from Public Enemies hanging out on the other side of the barrier, on the other side of the cubicle. It's really, and they're in these great new studios. This is kind of wild. Last time Anthony and I filled in for Mike Malloy, it was like being in the basement of a college frat house doing a radio show. And now it's this high-tech, high-speed, war room, starship, Air America thing.
Yeah, it was like pirate radio before. I felt like I was broad, like the FCC was going to run in on me. But it's been a great week. We really, really want to thank Mike Malloy for having us on. We really would love to thank all the Mike Malloy heads out there.
All the truth seekers.
You guys are awesome fans. It was great callers. I mean, tonight, every night, really, everyone had a lot to say and just very heartfelt.
Hugely supportive and sending us a lot of emails on both of our websites and to the Air America account. And, you know, Anthony and I are the young bucks around here. If you like what you hear, call up Air America. Let them know that LaPay and Rykoff are speaking truth to power in a way that you understand.
Yeah, we'd appreciate it.
And if you hate us, call them and tell them that, too. You know,
exactly. What we're really trying to do, you know, Paul and I have been working together because I come from a very different political background. I grew up in Berkeley, California, with a bunch of leftists. I was protesting the war, trying to save the whales. You know,
hugging trees.
I was hugging trees left and right growing up. And but I realized going to Iraq, I really had an epiphany doing this film, Battleground, which is out in DVD, actually, next month.
Mm-hmm.
That the left really needs to understand the military and what they're going through and the sacrifices that they make, and that I really understood that we really believe in a lot of the same things.
Yeah, and it's also bigger than the military. It's bigger than the veterans issues. It's bigger than the war. I mean, you and I are both very independent-minded. I think, like a lot of the younger generation, we're kind of fed up with both parties. And you know, the Republicans have a lot of problems, with the Democrats are a mess, too. And you know, I'm an independent. I'm a registered independent because I refuse to fall into the two-party system. I think neither one of them have really addressed my needs.
Speaking of your needs, we have a beautiful guest in the studio tonight who's been a huge support for both of us. Laura Bama Thomas. Laura, how's it going?
Hi, good. How are you?
Now, if you guys have heard Paul on the radio before, you've heard him play a little bit of her music. She is Paul's girlfriend and an incredible musician who plays really heartfelt political songs. Tell us, like, what
check them out online. I'm blatant plug here. LauraThomasBand.com. She's got,
thanks,
and this
guys.
Is not just because she's my girlfriend. She has one of the best anti-Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld songs. That's called Blind Trinity.
Yeah.
And Bam, tell people about Blind Trinity.
It's an anti-Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld song.
You don't say.
It's actually a religious allegory for this Trinity, this triumvirate that I created in my own mind, really, Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld, and their foreign policies, which I have found to be abhorrent over the past few years. And I feel very disempowered as an American citizen often. So I use my music as a way to express myself and try and make change, because it's the only way I know how to do it.
Did a lot of the anger come out of having Paul over there in the harm's way?
100%. I mean, before that, I was a concerned citizen, as many people were. But I don't think that I felt the need to use my voice to make change, because I didn't feel that I could necessarily make change. But when he was there, I realized I have no choice but to try, because it's so important. I think if all 300 million Americans did, change would be made eventually.
Yeah, and it's empowering music. Again, LauraThomasBand.com. She's going to be playing next week at the Rockwood Music Hall. If you're in New York, you can check that out. But tell us quickly about what happened when you sent an email out advertising that you were going to play at a Bush bash.
Oh, I had so many people unsubscribe from my list. But, you know, those people are not open-minded enough to believe or to listen to anything that deviates even slightly from their own beliefs, so I don't want them on my list anyway.
And I think it's important that when musicians, not only like Laura, but like Michael Franti, like System of a Down, like a lot of the musicians we've had on in the last couple of days, when they do go out on that ledge, and it is a ledge, and then decide to start taking on the political issues, you've got to support them. Independent artists, mainstream artists, if they're talking about stuff that matters, people need to support them.
But it's important to reach out. I mean, I think it's great that you're infiltrating, playing a Bush bash. That's amazing to go up there and play Blind Train. I mean, that's what was so...
It's great, but you should have seen the attendance there. There was almost no one at the Bush bash, and this was only weeks before the election, so...
But there's more to come, so check her out next week. And Anthony's going to continue to raise a ruckus at GNN.tv.
And you guys are, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Hopefully we'll be back soon. And thanks to Mike Malloy.
Thanks to Mike Malloy.
He'll be back on Monday night.
Yep. OperationTruth.org is our organization. Thanks to Serge Tankian and Gideon Yeager, Nate Fick, Big Skinny Jay, our producer behind the glass, and Jason behind the boards, all keeping this puppy running. We appreciate it. We're going to be back, and you'll be hearing more from us. Thank you for all your support. Have a great freaking long weekend. Enjoy yourself. We've had a good time.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. It's been an honor and a privilege.
Likewise, brother. Have a great weekend, and you'll be hearing from us again, and we'll be hearing from you.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With John Roberts starting as Chief Justice this week, many folks are worried the Supreme Court might restrict reproductive rights. But you may not realize the extent to which lawmakers and bureaucrats across the country have already restricted women's right to choose. This month, Mother Jones Magazine reports that 48 state bills restricting abortion rights were signed into law in 2005. 29 state anti-abortion bills were enacted in 2004. 20 states have considered laws permitting pharmacists to refuse birth control to women. And the FDA has still not approved the morning-after pill for over-the-counter use. So, while we should be concerned about the Supreme Court's choices, we should also remember that the battle for reproductive rights is fought every day in Washington, D.C. and our home states. Read more about it in the current issue of Mother Jones Magazine. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping.